evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Ladies and gentlemen, we do have a little surprise for you this evening. So please go and get the vodka, go and get the cool drink, go and get the tea because we are in business. Mara, before that, the question for tonight is, what is love supposed to feel like, Jimmy? I'm just asking for a friend because, Vele, I think none of us have been in love, or we have been in love, or we are in love. I don't know, man. So, that's the question. What is love supposed to feel like? So, without further ado, checka, we are quickly going to go to a guy, ne, that thinks he can tell us what to do. And then after that, we are going to come back, and then we are going to come back to discuss, am I, eh? Nashi checker. So hey, it's Monday, it's the 30th, and whoop, whoop, hooray.
Here's the deal. Life is really all about love. I'm not just saying that because I'm a father of a newborn baby. I'm saying that because as a teacher and as a therapist, I've seen people basically choose between two things, love or something else. And what I've witnessed and experienced is this. When people choose love, they always choose right. I was asked to speak today on the topic of illumination, and it made me think about the way the light inside us all can shine. And my favorite way is through our love, which can illuminate in our relationships. The most important relationship that we'll ever have is the relationship that we have with ourselves. And next comes the relationships that we share with one another. As simply as I can put it, we are here on this very earth to love and to be loved. And love is light. In a second, what I'd like to do with you today is a brief, relaxing, guided imagery exercise where I'm going to have you close your eyes and consider three expressions of light that can return us to love. I'm going to have you close your eyes and consider three items, and then associate each item with a person in your life. So let's get ready. With that said, you put your feet flat on the floor, palms facing up in your lap, and when you're ready, gently allow your upper eyelids to meet your lower eyelashes. Close your eyes, and let's everyone take a deep breath. Relax your shoulders. The first item I'd like you to picture is the sun. Picture the sun in the big blue sky. Feel the warmth of her rays. And consider how the sun continues to show up every day, sharing its light and energy unconditionally, even on a cold February morning. Is there somebody in your life that reminds you of the sun? Somebody that loves you unconditionally? Picture that person now and feel their love. The next item I'd like you to picture is a lighthouse. See the light emanating from the top of the structure at the ocean's edge, where the sea meets the land, and remember its primary purpose, to help guide sailors and boaters home. Is there somebody in your life that helps guide you home to your authentic self, to the truth of who you are, to the person that you're meant to be, to the path that you're meant to be on? Picture that person now and consider the direction that they're encouraging you to head in. The last item I'd like you to picture is a disco ball. See the light bouncing off of it? Think of the energy in the room where you might find this unique object. Maybe you hear your favorite song playing. Is there somebody in your life that reminds you of a disco ball? Somebody that shows up with a fun, loving energy wherever they are, wherever they go? Picture that person now and consider how they're encouraging you to live in love. Gently float open your eyes. Today I'd like to share a story with you about a student of mine. His name was Daniel. I met Daniel the very first year I was a classroom teacher. I had no experience as a theology teacher in an all-boys prep school, and somehow this little guy, this 103-pound wrestler, he became more of a teacher to me than a student, because he showed me and everybody in the school building how to shine their love and their light by being an example of how it's done. You see, the same year that I met this little guy was the same year that I was cut from the NFL. Felt like a little bit of my light had been taken from me when the Baltimore Ravens told me I could no longer be their quarterback. I had trained with them all summer. I felt like a kid in Disney. I was playing and competing with some of my childhood heroes in stadiums that I had only visited as a fan. Playing in the NFL was an incredible experience. But at the end of the summer, a week before our first game on the last day of cuts, I was released. And I had to return home to New Jersey to figure out a new career. I had graduated from Georgetown University with a degree in psychology, so I guess I could teach that. But I was hired at an all-boys prep school to coach football and teach theology. It's kind of like a life course for the incoming freshmen. Gave me the opportunity to teach the guys the importance of being kind, caring, and thoughtful. It really healed my broken heart. I loved teaching as much as I loved playing football. And that's when I met Daniel. He came into my classroom like a little disco ball. He had an energy and a light about him that everybody wanted to be around. Daniel connected with everybody in the school. I used to love watching him walk the hallways. His smile was reflected back to him in every corner. Athletes, band guys, cool guys, smart guys, teachers and coaches all felt the love of this pint-sized 103-pound wrestler. People loved Daniel because he was free. He was free to be himself. And most of us know how difficult that can be. I remember when Daniel found out it was my birthday during his freshman year. He took it upon himself to create a homemade birthday card for me. He even taped a Starburst candy and a pack of Wrigley's gum to the inside. He presented it to me in front of the class. Daniel was redefining cool, and he made it cool to be thoughtful, caring, and kind. And his classmates loved him for it. It was in this way that our brotherly bond began. And it was during his sophomore year that Daniel started a campaign for me to date his older cousin, Leah, so that we could officially be family. He even brought her to a wrestling match one weekend. I was only there with about one other person, and Daniel had about 15 relatives cheering him on that night. It was a beautiful night. And then Daniel came into school the following Monday, and he was mad. And he said, "Mr. Ward, you brought your girlfriend to my wrestling match when I brought my cousin to introduce you?" I said, "Whoa, Daniel, hold on a second. That girl happens to be my younger sister. And second of all, I didn't know you were trying to play matchmaker that night." Felt like a real compliment to my teachings. My message of love and be loved was really making an impact. For years, I had been practicing shouting commands for the NFL football field. But I had been practicing another message all along. I was never the type of football player that was overly aggressive or tough. I never yelled at my teammates, and I never yell at my students in the classroom. Some people say this may make people walk all over you, but I believe otherwise. An older teacher once told me, when I first began teaching, that I shouldn't smile in the classroom until after a few months have gone by. I guess the theory is that the students would think I was tough, but I love to smile. And I have a different theory. I believe
Cyber threats are no longer just an IT problem. They are a risk to our national security and the core of our economy. Join various leaders and industry stakeholders at the 3rd Namibia International Cybersecurity Conference and Exhibition, NICSC 2026, taking place from the 22nd to the 24th of April at Arabush Travelodge in Windhoek. Corporate early bird registrations close on the 31st of March. So register now at dstech.com.na. NICSC 2026. Securing Africa's digital future.
Ego. Believe that the toughest guy in the room is not the football guy. It's the loving guy. It's the most manly thing that could ever be accomplished. It's not that difficult to do, but it requires great thought and courage. I loved football because I thought it was one of the finest team sports. When we were on the field, playing together, relating as teammates, defending each other, protecting each other, doing a little dance in the end zone to celebrate the points we score. Football was really about relationships. And so is love. Love is a team sport. A team that we are all a part of. And on this team, Daniel's an all-star. But Daniel never had the glory of an end zone dance or even a dance at his junior prom. And that's because his light extinguished way too early. One night during Daniel's junior year in February, he was rolling up the mats with his wrestling buddies and he collapsed in pain. Daniel suffered an aortic aneurysm. And he died early the next morning in the hospital. It was tragic. The date was February 7th, 2002. Exactly 12 years ago today. I don't think it's any coincidence that I'm here today with the opportunity to share Daniel's story with you. Daniel is my lighthouse. When the water is dark and dangerous, the lighthouse can provide a warm and inviting light, almost as if to say, this way home. Daniel brought me home literally by bringing me to his home. The night after he died, I visited his family, along with a number of other teachers from our school. We were all greeted by Daniel's cousin, Leah, who thanked us for being there during such a devastating time. I introduced myself as Daniel's theology teacher, and she replied, "Oh, you're the one that Daniel wanted me to marry." It was kind of like a light went on. I ended up sitting with Leah and her mom, sharing stories of Daniel and looking at pictures. It was a really difficult time for us both, but it was hard for me not to notice that Leah had the same passion and energy for life that I saw in Daniel. I wish he could have seen us meet. Riding home that night, I quietly recalled my last moment with Daniel. He was visiting my class. And like many times before, Daniel would just stroll right in. And because I was sitting behind the desk, he came over to me and we were about the same height and our shoulders bumped into each other as we talked. I introduced him to the class as a 103-pound wrestler who was having a great season. And the younger guys just kind of looked at him in awe. I mean, here was this guy smaller than most of them, but he carried so much weight and loving energy. And on his way out of the classroom that morning, Daniel turned over his shoulder in his cool little way and said, "See you around, Mr. Ward." Daniel died early the next morning. A couple weeks later, I thought I saw Daniel at school. A student was sitting with their back to me, and it looked like Daniel. And for a moment, I believed that it was him. But soon the student stood and it obviously wasn't Daniel. But to me, the message was clear. The same love and light that I witnessed and experienced in Daniel could be found in everyone and everything. And so I began to look for Daniel, to look for love in everyone and everything. And at the crucial point in my life, even in myself, Daniel was right when he said, "See around." Because the same love in him is within us all. Just as I tell my students back at school, there is so much goodness in you. And you are all, each and every one of you, worthy of love and belonging. Just as you are, imperfectly perfect. And once you begin to open yourself to love, you will learn to see it everywhere, creating a peace, a freedom, and a truth that will shift your overall entire experience. Think about it. If I stand right here and I shift just a little bit, my view changes entirely. Well, the same is true for love. If we can begin to make an effort to love and to be loved without any conditions, we will bring a whole new level of meaning to our relationships and to our experience. I'm going to ask you to close your eyes one more time. Picture the sun. Author Anthony DeMello writes, "Has the sun ever said to the earth, 'You owe me'? Look what happens to a love like that. It lights up the whole sky. Is there somebody in your life that could use a little unconditional love? Picture that person now. Remember the lighthouse. Remember its primary purpose, to help guide sailors and boaters home. Is there somebody in your life that could use a little guidance, a little direction? Picture that person now. And lastly, picture the disco ball. Daniel was free to be himself because he loved himself unconditionally. We could all reflect a little bit of love back home so that we can dance like nobody's watching. Is there something in your life that you've been waiting to do? Gently float open your eyes and smile. 12 years ago, after Daniel died, I decided to ask his cousin Leah out for dinner in his honor. We had so much to talk about. And I am happy to tell you that 4 years after that, I asked Leah to marry me. She continues to light up my life every day. Leah is my sunshine. And now we have 2 sons. Our oldest is almost 3, and his name is John Daniel, who we affectionately call JD. And he's our little disco ball. We also have another son who's just 12 weeks old now. His name is Casey Christian. And he's our little lighthouse. When people ask Leah if the boys will play football in the NFL someday like their daddy did, she says, "Maybe." But our only wish for them is to truly live a life where they can love and be loved. Thank you very much.
Can we have a round of applause, please, 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 please? Drum roll, please. Which mic are you on?
3.
Which one is 3?
Now you switched me off.
Oh, you are on. All right.
All right. All right. I miss this.
I know. I'm like, where have you been?
Y'all don't want to know that, but
in the trenches,
in the trenches,
in the cramadils,
and becoming in the trenches and becoming.
You sound like a book, my dear.
In the trenches and becoming. Yes, and now
we are here.
Now we are here.
Alrighty, wait. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch and Helene. So we are going to be anchoring this thing until the wheels fall off, and then we'll retire and get it. We put on a new tire and we'll keep going. So let's take it from there. How are you doing? It feels weird being on that side, ne?
It has.
Ne?
It does. On digiri ra kukara. Oh yeah, kukaronga mwene kwa show. But nonetheless,
you look very uncomfortable to me.
Nonetheless, I'm gonna get there. I'm gonna get comfortable. Uh-huh. I'm gonna get comfortable very soon. It's just a matter of days. That's also how I started, Moz, in the beginning. Kucha, you were not there yet, but then you get used to the thing, Moz, and then
you can get sleep.
You can do it from anywhere. From the club at 5 a.m. you can do it. Anyways, I'm not so happy to be back because, you know, I used to think, ek can warm the crap, ne? Mm. And I used to think I know how to crap, and when I crap, I make sure. Uh-huh. But some of the listeners, when they crapped,
ne? They crapped very far.
They found me on social media and they were asking, hey, ma'am.
Hello,
when are you coming back on air? And I'm like, huh? You guys actually listen?
To me, I thought I was just venting.
Yeah.
Because I feel like studio is like, it's like a venting session.
Yeah, it's like a venting session. And sometimes we really do it for ourselves. Mm. There was a point last year I went like, sometimes I feel like I really come to work for myself.
For myself, yeah. It's a like, selfish thing.
Yeah, I come here and I do what makes me happy.
Come and talk about my thoughts.
Yeah, and my problems. Uh-huh. And then you guys even give me free advice. And then I also gave you my unsolicited free advice and comments like nobody asked, but I'm still giving it free of charge.
Free of charge.
And then I go home feeling very happy with myself. I'm like, I just changed the world. I don't know if it was impactful or not, but I did a thing to... I'm not sure if it was impactful or not. Man, in on the shitting. Today I am the girl that I think...
Did you see me flowing there? And the Ganjaro advice back to back.
Like I've lived this life before. Because on the Noshimashi, life coaches are coaching. You guys are coaching us from way. It's not like you guys have lived before. We are all doing this life thing for the first time. So why are you scamming us? And that is how I used to feel like back to back. I've been before and now I come back to, you know, introduce you guys to this life thing and I'm back.
I'm back on air, my dear.
Now is your time.
Now
you
because
need to
learn. Because we're going to be here every day.
Every day.
We're going to be here every day and we're going to be doing this thing. So every our day. Question for today is what does love feel like?
When we think about love.
What is it supposed to feel like?
What is it supposed to feel like?
It's supposed to feel safe. It's supposed to feel comfortable. Mm-hmm. It is also supposed to feel nurturing.
Peace, nurturing, comfortable.
You like peace? I didn't say anything about peace to me when I was talking about love.
I don't like peace.
I like nurturing. Oh, you know, feeding me, I feed you, we are growing. Yeah.
Yes. But then going forth, like from 2026. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the last time I was on here was 2025, guys. I cannot believe it's been so long. Some of you probably even thought, you're even asking, are you still there, Ngan? Are you still there? I am here. I am just under the cables, colleagues, but I am here. I am here. I am not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. This is home.
Yeah.
For as long as it's gonna be. So we are still here. But that's an interesting question. What does love feel like? Or what is it supposed to feel like?
Yeah.
It's supposed to feel soft.
Okay.
It's supposed to feel, or rather my understanding of it, it's supposed to
Because be, this is an opinion. Yes. So be so. That's an opinion.
The position you want to make.
It's supposed to feel soft. It's supposed to feel safe. It's supposed to feel secure. Like you should not be in love and every day you are questioning yourself. Kucha. Yeah. It's a, that is that. It shouldn't be like that. Bills to pay.
Please. Care that builds with you. That's the rollover benefit from NHB. When you claim less than a defined amount of your day-to-day benefits in a year, the unused amount is carried over for the next year, like a savings account for your health. You can use your rollover benefit in many ways, from co-payments to medical costs usually not covered, even contribution holidays. Learn more at nhb.com.na. T's and C's apply. NHB, rooted in care for you.
Your health, your life, your peace of mind. NHB, we're about you.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen. So you said that it's supposed to feel soft, safe, secure. Secure in every way, most.
In every way,
yeah,
possible.
In every way. Financial.
Yes, emotionally.
Emotional, spiritual.
Physically.
Wherever
everything.
You are at, yeah.
Quite
classically.
Everything is supposed to be secure.
As
a bliss. I don't know how you guys are interpreting it, but ipara na idiginimeyo na isiroshi mpiyo. Na idiginimeyo na isiroshi mpiyo. So yeah.
Okay.
It's not supposed to be a difficult thing. It's not supposed to be scary. It's not supposed to cause you anxiety. It's not supposed to make you question yourself. It should actually be a driving factor for you. Like, to be loved is to be seen.
Yeah.
And to be seen is like someone puts you on a pedestal and they constantly give you that you can do this. You are better than this. It's like your push factor in life. And
motivator.
Yes. And love comes in a lot of forms. And I think a lot of people, especially you guys that are at home cuddling, I know how the weather is. I know
imagine
how
much they are giving birth in January.
Yeah. No, in December.
Huh? We're in the third month.
February, I have a Ramon November.
February, I have a Ramon. February, I have a Ramon October.
No, November.
No, November.
November.
So they're giving birth in December.
Probably the result of Valentine's.
Me also. Me also.
Parents, our parents. I hope they are sleeping and not.
You know?
But.
It's part of the job description. It's in. So it's supposed to be all this and more.
All this and more. So, and I think this is the one thing a lot of people do not necessarily consider when they come to having conversations about love. But the one thing I always tell people is, for me, love is consideration. Just consideration, to be thoughtful of me as a person. To say, if I do A, B, C, and D, how will that make Helene feel?
Yeah.
If I give Helene this, how would that brighten up her day? So for me, it's consideration plays a very big role in being loved. And it does not have to be in a romantic relationship. It can be with your siblings. It can be in friendships. It can be at work. I want to be considered. I want someone to come and say, here you are. I see you. I acknowledge you. And you are doing okay. And also, I want you to come and say, but Helene, A, B, C, and D does not work for you. And I know it does not. So this is what I'm doing to make it better. You should not put me in situations and positions where you know it's either going to trigger me, it's going to make me crazy, it's going to not be okay for me. Like, it does not contribute to my well-being, and that is what you're putting me through. So for me, it's consideration. To be considered is to be loved.
Because that is someone that says, if I do this, Elizabeth will not feel nice about it. If I buy Elizabeth a muffin, you know, maybe it's even, it's less than $10. But you know that if I buy Elizabeth a muffin,
it's
going to make her day to just be considered. It's one of those things. And
are many of us ever really truly considerate?
A lot of people are not considerate.
Why?
And it annoys me because maybe I am not the most considerate person I know, but I have so much consideration in me that it angers me when people are not considerate.
But what if you are considerate towards the things that you notice, but not considerate towards the things that people actually feel deserve consideration? Because, right, even if we put it down on a table,
yes,
then we can say that I'm not big on those things that you guys do for other people.
Yes.
Nah. So you can come and clean my house, I don't care. You can come as your older sister.
Yes.
And you are like, you know what? I know she's tired and she's going through a lot and she's what, and I'm going to what, and I'm going to go there and I'm going to go and clean and I'm going to go what. And
just lift a particular amount of.
Yeah, yes. Lifting a burden from my shoulders. Yes. No, I don't care about that.
No, but that's the thing.
But then I might know you. Say thank you even.
Yes, but someone needs to know you for them to know what you would regard as considerate. I cannot just come from anywhere and decide, let me be considerate to Elizabeth in this way. If that's not what you value, if that's not how you want to be considered, it's also learning people. Mm. It's also learning to understand that this works for this person. This does not work for this person.
I'm a slow learner, Chomi.
No, you cannot be a slow learner forever.
But that's being inconsiderate. That's being inconsiderate.
That's already being inconsiderate. You need, if you are in someone's life, you need to learn. Because you cannot be allergic to nuts and I buy you chocolate because you love chocolate, but I bring you the one with nuts in it.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense. Mm. Like, have you considered the fact that this chocolate that was meant to love bomb me can actually take me out?
Yeah.
Out of the game. Gone.
Full stop. It's net sharp. It's net sore. Let's take a quick advertisement break.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida. Ashike kapeno nweku dite opoye ekukurile. Oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo. Iho etike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doili nawa. Nune udo, o tukwetira o special ange tashake ngeje fa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ujendi fenawa, nukumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge fata fanona, Monica ko Eagle FM. Onore tatu imwe, bali heali, nola natu, heali bali no heali. Ile kumderewa, nora hetatu natu, bali o hetatu watatu, omafilane, Eagle FM, the eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
We're going to advise you about your will.
Yes. Welcome back.
Uh-huh.
And we are your love doctors for the day.
For the day. Just for the day.
Tomorrow we might be advising you about your will and how it's important to include your side girlfriend, especially if she appears a lot in your financial statements. Yeah. I am just saying, but let's go back.
Those e-wallets. Yeah, those e-wallets.
And EFTs.
And EFTs. Ah, no EFTs, huh? Apparently, you know, it's going to reflect on the what, da, 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 da. Because people think that e-wallets, they don't reflect on the statement.
They don't know what they know.
They don't know what they don't know.
They don't know.
But, okay, so, consideration.
Yes.
To be considered.
To be considered.
I understand, because I think many of us also just, lack understanding towards other people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that many of us choose to not understand certain people. And I think that our backgrounds in themselves, right, they have shaped such a big part
of how we turn out in society.
Of how we turn out in society. So if somebody grows up in a place where they are not considered, consideration might be difficult.
Or they might be overly considered and still struggle
to be considerate towards others.
And still struggle to make themselves, to put themselves up for consideration. Mm. Like you're so considerate to others because it's not something you have experienced.
Mm.
But in the process, you are not able to open yourself up to people so that they can know that vulnerable part of you so that they can also consider you in the process. So you are like the most
strong soldier.
Yes, you are a strong soldier. And I've seen this especially in friendships. I've seen this with people that commit suicide.
Mm.
I've had such a friend who, that brani, that bra was my rock.
Mm.
Come thunder, come fire, come what?
Were you his rock too?
Not. Now you're putting me on the spot.
But it is about the conversation. Because you described him as solid.
Yes.
You know,
he was solid.
Yeah.
But
he had no problems. That's why I couldn't be his rock.
That's the thing. In as much as I wanted to be that person too for him, it's like for him, there was a wall leaking. There was a barrier and he would always just brush everything off. You'd be like,
okay, yeah, bruh.
Oh, I can never be. And I vividly remember there was a time during COVID, we had this conversation and we really just had a proper conversation. We were all sitting around and we were having drinks and something came up about suicide and all those things. And he was like, where my life is right now, there is no way on God's green earth that I will ever take my own life.
Ah.
Everything is crossing so nicely. So even when you talk to him, he wouldn't like say, no, I have this particular type of problem. Mm-hmm. The only time he acknowledges that he's in pain was really when he was in physical pain.
Yeah.
And that's
that
because
broken arm, that broken leg.
Yes.
Real
and that's also a result of a car accident. He survived. So he had okatinda somewhere in the body. And you know, during winter, that is the only time you would hear this person complain about anything. Other than that, you're like, are you sharp? I'm sharp. I would be throwing tantrums at my previous job name.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew how to throw tantrums. When I tell you I knew how to throw tantrums, I'm not someone that likes inconvenience.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not someone that likes discomfort. Mm-hmm. So anytime something
makes
a bit, I'm such a liver.
Oh my goodness, you looked at me funny, crossed-eyed. I don't want to be in this relationship anymore. Like, my God.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So many a times, and I used to now threaten. I would just text him. I'm like, Nagi rongo teziko, I'm leaving this. No, and my solution was always, Kirongo teziko, I'm gonna ask my uncle, because from home, I've already been guaranteed that I can always go back home.
Mm.
They said, if things are not working in Windhoek, Kanake to us, we love you, tell us, we'll come.
We'll come get you, Ewa.
We'll come get you. Mm. And I think that was giving me a bit too much confidence to just be impulsive. Even when I was making my decisions, I was impulsive. Mm. So there is someone that was, he knew I was very impulsive and he considered. So every time I would throw one of these tantrums, this is someone that would drop what they are doing and he'll come sit with you until you have decided you are not quitting anymore.
So 6 times a week.
He'll leave whatever he's doing and he'll come chill with you until you've decided you are not that person anymore. And
you have come to your senses.
Yes, you have come back to your senses. And obviously, you look out for this person.
Mm.
You check up on him, you what, but he will never really confide in you. Yeah, like yeah. he has nothing.
Nothing
and
to add,
and
nothing
later
to
when I started putting things together, I realized as a friend, there are things I missed. Because as a friend, there are things he said to me and there are things he said sometimes even
that were alarming.
Yeah, raised
a red flag.
Dar kom de kwanyama 8. No, there are things he would say with a lot of sarcasm, and I am full of sarcasm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's things he would say.
You don't take it with a pinch of salt. You take it like he's joking and this is funny.
Yes.
And you're like,
So, and he would do it when we are being sarcastic. Mm. So that was him. That was that, the type.
And then
of,
we called it dark humor.
Yes. Then we called it dark humor. But this is the one thing he'd always guaranteed me of. I will not go out by suicide.
Mm. And then?
I want to insult him right now.
No.
He went out by suicide. And I was so disappointed also because that whole week before that, I think 2 weeks before that, he calls me and he's like, oh, since you went to that new place, we don't see each other as often as we used to anymore. Mm. Because obviously obviously also where I was working before, it was a social place. It's somewhere he could come and sit with me anytime, any day, whatever. So,
Paifane, who know? You're at the office.
You're at an office.
You're wearing office clothes.
Yes.
With colleagues.
Yes. So it became a bit tricky, or maybe I was just making excuses, or we were just making excuses. So it was a thing of, I'm busy. Let's grab lunch. Okay. No, I'm busy. You know what? I'll not make it. Let me just send you money. And my bad for that. So you end up, you're like compensating for your absence with finances.
Ooh, hey, sugar daddy.
So I'll be like, friend, I cannot make it. Let me just send you something for lunch and then you grab lunch. So that has been it. And then that last week, the whole week, every day, we agreed to see each other. And every day of the week, something comes up. He passed in Feb. So most of the time.
When?
Last of last year.
Okay.
So every day, like after work, you know, most Feb is raining. Mm. So almost every day when I'm leaving the office, it's raining. So I'll be like, you know what? Rain check. Or he'll be somewhere and I'm like, oh, Ndavurwa, man. Or I'll be like, okay, pass by the office. I'll just come say hi and then you can go. And be like, I know I'm in a hurry. So it was always like that last week, almost every day we were speaking on planning on meeting.
Mm.
And that's when I realized, I'm like, maybe this person, it was their cry for help because it was always just do this. But he's the most considerate person I know because the job in question is when I was waitressing.
Mm.
And he knew I used to knock off late.
Mm.
But this person would randomly call you and he'll ask, did you get a ride home? Ngeri no mona, he'll come. He'll drop you and your colleagues. He'll take you guys home. Dai kanjao. And he is considerate of the fact that okushku changbon or when you are a pedestrian. He knows how difficult it is to like get or transport to siku. So it's just for me, it was the way he was so considerate. And he knows that when you are having a bad day, nandokwe apopungwe, there are certain things he's not going to say because he knows
it's going to trigger.
In as much you are throwing an
A tantrum
that is not even valid to begin with.
Yes.
He knows there are certain things he will not. He knows it's a tantrum. He knows it's.
He just allows you to air it out because it has to come out of your chest, even if it is not valid.
Yeah.
He allowed you to be you.
Yes.
Mm.
So, and those are now the people that are difficult to be considered. Shashi, kisha shi uhore kisha mpahogamwe, or maybe we are just so self-centered within ourselves that we also miss the other person's way of communicating to you. And that is that.
But how are you doing ever since?
I'm doing
I was wondering
wondering why we are doing this.
I've been wondering why we are doing
pulling heart strings. And now from this conversation, I know why we are doing it. Welcome to Helene's therapy sessions. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be running these therapy sessions until she's healed and fixed. And that will be...
No, I've been doing good, actually. Mm-hmm. It just comes in some days, name. You know, when I want to be impulsive about something or when I want to make a decision, you know, sometimes you have made up your mind, ne? But you just need someone else to
solidify.
Yes.
Like to seal the deal.
Yes.
Me also.
Yeah. And then if it backfires, Gandhi and Diti, but
our decision that we made, two of us.
Our decision.
Our decision.
Because and sometimes you just need someone to drag you.
To help. To help with the good decisions and the bad decisions.
Yes, and the bad decisions. And sometimes, I just miss that thing of, I could call this person for absolutely anything. I could be making the worst mistake of my life and he'd be on board. I could be making the best decision of my life and he'd still be on board. So there are days where I miss that. I'm like, if this person was here, I could call him for this. Or there are days where I'm honestly clueless about things, ne? And you know, when you have guy friends, ne? They are brutal about a lot of things. They are brutal about a lot of things that you yourself, ne, will probably want to sugarcoat and be like, ah, but it's not like,
that.
So when I need that brutal honesty, I'm like, ah,
the truth.
If this person was here, ne, he'd give it like it is and tell you, so as no, ne, my friend, you are being stupid and there is nothing we can do about it except for the fact that we have to wait for you to come back to your senses. So there are those days. Other days, life goes on.
Yeah.
And that's what I realized. And I've been learning it a lot since his death and somebody else's. I've been learning that some days you don't even remember them.
Yeah.
So most days life is really just going on.
You pass by the hospital and people are dying there, but you are rushing to your meeting.
Yeah.
Like life really just
go on. It does not wait for you to be buried. It does not wait for anything. It is going.
People are still making plans for parties while people are making plans for a burial.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
At work they have advertised your position. You have not even been buried. Anyways.
No, but that one is, I think that is a very important, aspect of the love that we are talking about, right?
Yes.
Because, I feel that many of us are lousy friends. We are lousy friends and also.
We are lousy family members. We are lousy everything.
And then also people are lousy to us. But have you noticed that in most cases, we gravitate to people that we feel don't need us.
But do they need us?
Do
they need you?
That would be a perfect question that I would have to ask you, for example.
Why me?
In alignment with your story that you told. Would you think that you were a person that was needed in the aspect of emotional support or psychological support? Or were you not just seen as a baby that needs to be shielded because you are my little baby friend?
Not necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I was also just in a bubble where I failed to see that this person was communicating. Because when I look back, this person was communicating. Like there are so many instances where I sat with myself and I replayed certain moments and I was like, but this person was actually talking to me. This person has actually been talking in so many ways, but I was not listening, or rather maybe the way in which he was communicating is not what I expected him to communicate as. So there's different levels to this. And that is why I'm saying it's important that we learn the people we are in our lives. It's important that we know that Elizabeth is going to be strong. And even at her utmost lowest,
she's strong.
She will carry strength.
Mm-hmm. But there will be things that you say mm-hmm. that will, that if,
that are identifiers.
Yes, that are identifiers that, of pain, yeah. of that you are not doing okay, yeah. of, because you cannot be so isolated
and nobody gets you.
Yes, and nobody gets you. But when everybody needs you, mm-hmm. you are like that support system, and then you are like, but there's nothing wrong with Elizabeth. Why is Elizabeth in isolation? Mm. If Elizabeth, you know, there are just certain aspects that are supposed to be identifiers. There are just certain aspects that are supposed to make you see that even with this person being as loud as they are, mm. they are trying to cover something. And sometimes you see those things, you are like, but this is not my friend. Why is Elizabeth jumping on tables today?
Mm.
This is, and sometimes you're like, Elizabeth is just happy. But you need to look in depth. You're like, you know, you try to be so excited. But do we want that work?
We as people, do we want that?
No. The honesty is that we don't.
We don't want the work that comes with actually loving somebody.
Yes, we don't yeah. want the work.
And I
we don't
that
want
why we
to
are
know.
Failing. Yeah. Many of us are failing at loving other people because,
I've come to a point now where I have made a conscious decision,
mm-hmm.
and I know, in as selfish as it sounds,
mm-hmm.
I'm an empath,
mm-hmm.
so I feel for others as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could literally be there and you are going through your thing, mm-hmm. and I feel heavy for you.
Mm-hmm.
And there were days, even just this month, I was with a friend, I was at their friends or something, and one of us there received bad news.
Mm.
Like, it's just running, and I'm like, I don't even know the person in question.
Mm.
Why do I feel it like intensely when I don't even know the person in question? So I've made a conscious decision, and I've been like, I don't want to know if you are doing okay.
Mm.
I don't want to ask you how you are. Like, it's something I now even avoid. I'm like, I avoid asking people
how they
really are. Because I used to ask this question, how are you? And then you'll probably be like, I'm fine. And I'll be like, how are you as
really?
A person?
Yeah.
How are you as a person? How is your heart?
Mm.
And then they'll start to pour out. And I've realized that I was like, the work that comes with it, because you can't go back after that.
You sound very selfish. You sound very selfish, but it is actually correct.
Yes.
Even if it sounds selfish, right? I think that the world has taught us that many a times we must have self-sacrifice in order to make others feel loved and to feel loved. That is why people stay in such bad relationships, right? Mm-hmm. Because they associate love to pain. They associate everything coming with sacrifice and self-endangerment and
no, everything self, coming like, with strength.
Yeah, like with strength, but with strength, there has to be something that's blowing on you.
Yes.
Uh-huh. It has to be painful for status, right?
Mm-hmm.
For you to now be strong, because you cannot be strong in feathers. Like, strong for what?
You cannot.
Feathers so it's a rock and a hard place.
Yes. Strong as an eagle.
Yes.
Not soft as a butterfly.
No.
So,
exactly.
So some of those decisions you make consciously, and you are like, I cannot pour into others as well, because it becomes overwhelming. And in that moment, you tell yourself it's wrong. To a certain extent, but you also choose yourself, because when you choose others, it takes from you, especially when nobody is choosing you.
Yeah.
And when I open up your can of worms, I need to be ready to accept what keeps coming out after that.
Yeah.
And this is just the reality of things.
Also.
Yes. This is just the reality of things. When you open someone up, you must expect. Those things will also become
part of what you are going to carry. Mm. And some of those things we cannot carry on to others now. Now I know all your problems, but I cannot carry them to the next person because they were told to me in confidence.
Mm.
I cannot do that. And now I also have nowhere to offload. So it becomes overwhelming for me as well. But I also need to continue being there for you. I need to continue saying, so Elizabeth, last time we spoke, you were not, are you now? Sinje, you need to keep following up. That's why I say I have decided the best solution is just don't enter the door.
Just don't go in. But okay, hold that thought for me.
Goeie nuus, Imba het nou nog beter geword. Ons het splinternuwe funksies bygevoeg om jou ervaring vinniger, beter en kragtiger te maak as ooit tevore. As jy gereed om die volle potensiaal van Imba te geniet, kry alle eksklusiewe funksies vir slegs $36 per maand of spaar selfs meer met ons spesiale intekenplanne. 5% afslag vir 'n 3 maande intekening, 10% afslag vir 'n 6 maande intekening en 25% afslag vir 'n 12 maande intekening. Kies die beste plan vir jou werk en geniet al die voordele wat Imba bied teen 'n onverbeterlike prys. Imba, waar die wêreld saamkom, laai dit af en teken vandag aan.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually,
to put it mildly, an economic scandal. All right, so we're talking about the concept of love. We're talking about what it is, what it's supposed to feel like. We're talking about ourselves. We're talking about you. We're talking about me. We're basically just diving into the world of the unknown. Today we are love doctors. Tomorrow we are most probably going to be like serial
financial
killers.
Financial advisors.
Can't we be serial killers tomorrow? Let's be serial killers.
Who are we killing?
No, we'll just be serial killers.
Character assassination.
Not character. Literally, like how to get away with murder. But anyways, that's a story for another day. And as we were saying, I think that in itself, there is a lot of, we do have to choose ourselves, right, Helene?
Yes.
We do have to choose ourselves, but I think that it is not that we are not allowed to choose ourselves. I think it is because we become too consumed with other people. We become too consumed with their lives. We become too consumed with what they have to do. And in that in itself, right,
yes,
that is when we lose ourselves. So it's not to say that loving other people or entertaining other people or being a part of their lives is bad, but it's because we allow ourselves to get consumed because then we feel obligated. I think that obligation, right?
Yes.
Obligation somewhere, somehow, because we are going from the concept of, or from the narrative of consideration, because I'm also one that loves consideration.
Yes.
I love consideration because, I feel like I consider others also. I consider their emotions. I consider their position. I consider everything about them. But then I've also learned that in this thing that I call consideration, I think that there's also an overwhelmed need for validation that comes with this consideration that we're putting out there. So for me, I feel that love must be safe. It must be deep. It must be comfortable. And this depth in itself, right, has been something that I've said for such a long time,
mm-hmm,
that in turn, it got distorted to some degree because that depth became intensity. But intensity in itself was also from a bad perspective. So that bad perspective now tainted the narrative of deepness. Because for me, my idea is, I'll lay my heart on the line. I put it right there on the table. And then you put your heart right next to me and then I can see through you and you can see through me. That transparent kind of love.
Not in this day and era.
I have realized.
not in this.
Yes, Chomi. I've realized that people really are very not good. But then also, yeah. I wanted to contribute a little bit towards your conversation about your friend, mm-hmm. right? And I also had a friend that had done the same thing. And for me, what was terrible for me was I didn't feel like I was a good enough friend. Not because I didn't know his situation. Because him, he was bold. Him, he was not the type of person. He's weak, 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 weak. I'm struggling. Woo! Somebody help me.
Help me. Help me, guys. Rescue me.
Rescue. Red flag. SOS. So he was those ones. He
wasn't. Yeah, he was very vocal about
it. Yes. So it wasn't the story of like, oh no, like I didn't even know. I knew his struggles, right?
Mm.
I knew his struggles. I knew everything that he was going through. For me, what made me feel bad about his situation was the fact that, in most cases he said things like, I have no one. Oh, that one made me feel very bad. That I have no one, but I'm sitting at the hospital with you. I have no one. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. I have no one. Mm-hmm. No one loves me.
I have no one.
Hey, no one. Me, I'm a no one. And then I also realized that it's not that he has no one. It's just that the people that he wants to be there for him
are not the ones that are there. Yeah.
And the people that he could be vulnerable to are not... He could be vulnerable to are not the ones that could be present for him. And that was something that it took me a while. It took me so long. And then the worst part was that we live in social media times. So everybody had a picture with him. And I've got videos of him that I took with my phone. Teasing him about being the old man.
Yeah.
Mara, like, Not like other people's pictures. And then I started to question my friendship. Like, was I, okay, maybe he was my friend and then I wasn't his friend. And that's something that's actually real.
And you know, when you say maybe they were your friend and you were not their friend.
Yes, yeah.
I remember there was a point in life where someone asked me if I was someone's friend.
Mm.
And I was like, no, we are not friends. And they're like, yeah, no. But then I was like, I stand on my word. We are not friends.
Mm.
Because there is just one thing that needed to happen for you to realize that we are not friends. Oh, we had a mutual person. We had someone we knew in common.
Mm.
So I was like, if you take away that common person, after that,
you are cold, man.
Yeah,
you are cold.
No, I am.
Sister, you are. No, it's not honest. You're cold.
I'm not cold. and you don't become honest just overnight.
You are cold.
There are things you see. There are things you observe. There are things I have seen in my own friendships that actually made me come to a standstill and start having conversations with myself or start having, you know.
Real conversations,
realizations to say, but is this person really my friend or are they just like,
are we associates?
Yes, or are we associates or is the friendship one-sided? Mm. Because you would come to realize that, you would move mountains for me.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's your time, I cannot even kick a rock out of your way.
Mm.
So I started having honest conversations with myself. I started having honest conversations with the people around me. I would literally ask people, you are my friend, but am I your friend? And I wanted clarity on that because I wanted to give as much as I receive.
Yeah.
And someone...
Because you can't keep pouring.
Yes.
You know?
And I think it's also somebody that had triggered me back then because this person...
We hate it when that happens.
Because this
when
person,
is your birthday?
I'm a Scorpio.
Mm.
Yeah, just so you know.
Yeah, you sting. Mm.
So this person, once told me that just because I do things for them or people, it did not mean that I should expect them
other
to
people
do.
To
no,
do.
No,
Not other people, them. Like, if I do something for you, I should not expect you to also do for me. I should just pour into the universe. I understand that concept.
Mm.
But
do you do things because you want things to be done? Do you want it to be a favor that is also reciprocated?
No, it's not necessarily a favor. Mm. But what I'm saying is, mm. I cannot keep pouring into you every day.
Mm.
And when I need pouring into, you are not there. All five of you that I pour into are not there. Mm. So there is no one to pour into me. And now somebody is going to come from wherever to pour into me. And if I do not get that saving grace, it means I run dry. Mm. So it's not to say it's tit for tat, which I believe in. It's not to say it's tit for tat. It's just to say, if I'm going to pour into you, when the day comes that I need pouring into, you should also be able to pour into me. Because I cannot go harvest where I did not sow. Because other people will also look at me. They are pouring into the people that have been pouring in them, and now.
Who says people are pouring into people and they are pouring into them?
No, it's
what
not,
if
it's
we are
not
all
like
living,
that.
What if we are all living
I know net? It's not like
no,
that.
No, I'm saying, what if we are all living in your universe? Where we are all just pouring into people and nobody is pouring. It's all the people that we are pouring for,
they are not pouring for us,
but they are going to pour for others. What if that's everybody's reality?
No, it's not everybody's reality.
It is.
No, it's not.
It is.
It's not.
It is.
It is not. There are exceptions.
We can agree to disagree.
Yes, but it is not.
Yeah. But.
So, Ngaye. Being the head girl of my life.
Okay.
I have decided.
Be the principal man, head girl. Head girl, be the principal.
No.
Or H-O-D. Muskurai, hengo,
head girl.
Maro,
do you know that head girl's head, you just need to be a head girl with pretty privilege.
But still, it's not your school.
Principal.
But anyways, okay, fine.
Ngai mwene wa skoro, ngai mwene wa nkara mwenyo, ngai mwene wa shima. So, being the person that I am, I felt I am not.
I'm done.
Yeah. And if you play chess, you would know that a move has to be made for the other person to also make a move.
Mm.
So you make a move, I make a move, ma'am. Mm. That is just how it's going to be. And unfortunately, I've had my fair share of pouring into others.
But maybe you're a bad judge of character?
And I am not a bad judge of character.
Then why are you pouring into people that are not pouring into you, ma'am?
No, some people, it's not in some people to be those people. Some people are just...
What does it say about you that is picking those people?
Why do you know?
You know that they are not, because you are a good judge of character. You can see that this person...
Yes.
It's not in their nature, but they are the ones you want you.
No, yes. They must be nurtured also. They also deserve a bit of love.
So I
learned from that.
But I think that we are judging them, these imaginary people, we are judging them a bit too harshly. Because if we turn the table, I had the same conversation. I recently had the same conversation with my sister.
Mm-hmm.
My sister says that I must stop caring about people that don't care about me. Like, it was like a slap. And I must stop doing things for people that don't do things for me also.
Yes.
And my argument is that I do things because I want to do them.
Yes.
I don't do things because I'm expecting anything. Because I think that the worst that can ever happen is to expect anything from another human being.
That is why I'm happier.
Yeah, you're happier because you let them go, but can we talk about the judgment of character?
Yes, I let them go, but also I made peace with the fact that I do not expect from people anyway. So mm-hmm. every time I pour into something, mm-hmm. just know I am doing it without expecting anything at all.
Except them pouring back into you because this is tit for tat and you make a move and it's chess. That's what you just said.
Yes, that's what I just said. Because that is what I learned. But also I have come to terms with the fact that expectation is what takes away most of your peace.
Yes.
Expectation.
Yes.
So when I was doing it when I was doing it with the hope that people would be reciprocal and people would treat me as nice as I was treating them. Or maybe I just thought that
laugh at ourselves and move on. Because I think for starters, right, when it comes to me, I think I'm a hopeless hoper. I fall in love with potential. I fall in love with potential. I fall in love with what you could be. I fall in love with what you could be for me.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe because I've seen you be that for other people.
Yes.
I've seen the potential in you. And I've seen somebody that has had your potential and has materialized into something that was greater than it that you are now. Right? Mm-hmm. And I think that that is my problem. But then that is a flaw within myself that I need to work on, because then I will still keep attracting the same kind of people in the
that
same
has health
kind,
potential.
Yes, that are in the same loop, and then I will get mad when people don't do what I do for them because I am the person that I am. Secretly, I know that I'm selfish as hell because I'm expecting you to move the mountain, sis.
Publicly, I have become as selfish as hell.
I want you to move the mountain for me. You know?
Even if I'm the one behind the gun.
Take the bullet. We're shooting. It's okay. It doesn't matter. Like, let's not judge the bullet here. Uh-huh. But I want that. And I think that the biggest lie that I've told myself over the past 35 years is that I don't want that. I want people to see
me. To take bullets.
Yeah, I want them to take bullets. Okay? I want them to die for me.
So you want to be last silver
last number.
No. Bye for ntungwengwe ontungerokwe kusirengwe kosoto ingane.
Ondrigo, I see you nenge like ondrimo when you're healthy and stuff. And demos ndetatukarira.
Tokanga nyokatairira pombira with fresh flowers.
That's the thing. I've got this deep thing for death. I've got this deep thing for being forgotten after I die. That I've got this deep thing with death and the cemetery. So I will go. I will go and visit you every single day. I remember I had an ex that had passed away, mm-hmm. right? Bobby. So with Bobby, right? It was a nice relationship. It was very nice. We were drinking a lot and we were chilling a lot. And Bobby was one of those people that was, what do you call it? He was very player-achtig, or he was a harlot,
mm-hmm.
per se. Yeah, he was a harlot. But I've never seen his harlotdom, you know? And then one day I saw it and I was like, you know what? I'm done. I'm out. Okay. Then he brought his dad to my house and then it was raining and he was standing there and then he was doing the whole...
The things we only see in the movie.
And yes, and it was
and
very
the
nice.
Music videos.
And I didn't get out and he was leaving for SA because he schooled in SA at the time. So he was leaving for SA the next day. And I didn't get out of the house. I was looking at him through the window. He told you, my mother. I'm like, no. That's not your friend. I'm like, he's my friend. But no, it's raining. Okay, cool. And then he went to die. And then when he went to die... He was in the car with another girlfriend.
Mm.
And then he shielded this girlfriend with his body. Right? And then the impact.
Hit him. And she survived.
And she survived. Broken leg. And then he passed away. And then at his funeral, there were like 10 girlfriends. My man. But I can tell you that I spent ne? At least 7 months in the cemetery.
Going to see Bobby.
I'm telling you, it's roses. Tomorrow is a broom. Tomorrow is letters. Tomorrow I'm burning things. I even went to plant weed. And I went like.
They should have arrested you by the weed.
Oh my goodness. And it was so bad. It was so bad because I felt so guilty. One, like, why didn't I go outside and see him for the last time? Maybe, I don't know. Like, there was a shoulda, coulda, wouldas. Mm-hmm. But then also in that, I was like, yeah, ne?
Yeah, ne?
So I want to dodge a bullet. I want you to take a bullet for me. Yes. And I think that...
You've just lost your Bobby.
Bro. Can I not go on and lose others?
Hey! The worst part is that at least with Bobby, he's dead.
Oh my word. And you think, do you know and you think to... I'm bad. And you think I'm like cold.
No, 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 Chomi. Ah, no, we're all bad here. That's why we're here. We're all bad. We're all bad. Huh? It's just for us to point out each other's badness. So that maybe at the end of the year,
You see those videos that are circulating on social media.
So my sister was complaining the same thing, like you are pouring into cups that basically they are never, ever, ever going to look at you. And I was very bothered about this, and I paced myself because I was now in a stage of awakening and realization. And I said, it's actually right. But it's not because I don't know what I'm doing. I really do know what I'm doing. It's called cunning and manipulative.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm going to be extra great. So that when I need something, you come through for me. And every person in life or in my life has a puzzle piece to fill. And I think that that is the most honest I can possibly be.
But it's also the most honest someone has ever been with me.
Mm-hmm.
This lecturer of ours back in school once said, when you look at your circle, what purpose do they, you know... How purposeful are they to our life? And I thought about it.
Are we using each other or what?
Yes. And he said it like that. And he continues to say, every person in your life should be someone you can use for something.
Yes.
That is just the reality of life.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I was traumatized or whatever. I was
Jesus.
I was like.
Yeah. But it's true.
Yes. But with growth.
No.
Shintekoko. I've realized it's actually just what it is. We are all using each other for something.
And if you are using me more than I'm using you, then that's the real, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think we sugarcoat things and put things into nice wording for so long, right? That sometimes we actually miss the bigger picture. I don't think you left people because they're not pouring into your cups, right? I think they were taking more than they were giving.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were not that valuable. That's what I mean, yeah?
It's been a long, long day.
So yeah, I think that in a lot of cases it's what? We're all using each other.
Everyone is using the next person. Maybe you are using someone for financial access. Somebody else is using someone else for emotional, you know, access. And the other person is just using you to feel loved. And then somebody else is just using you to get ahead in life. And it's actually a
Which
thing.
One would you want to be used for?
I don't want to be used. Ah. But which one would I want to use people for?
Mm-hmm. Which one do you want to be used for? Which one? Which one would you want to be used for? Think about it. Because this is the thing that kind of pushes the direction in which our lives are going to go. Because what can you tolerate and what can't you tolerate? So what are you going to be used for? Make yourself useful, ma'am. I think people must use me for sex. No. Which one do you want to be used for?
People must use me for advice when it comes to the most horrible decisions in their lives. I'll support them. Without fear or favor.
Be nice. Okay, be nice. That is the truth. But be nice about that one. That you said, put it in a nice way. In a kind girl way. Okay. Try.
The kind girl way.
We're trying, Ghana.
There's no kind girl way, because the kind girl way is that I don't want to be used.
I can, but we are all being used.
Yes. Yeah. But because you said if it were up to me, what would I want to be used?
No,
I do not want to be used.
It's not up to you.
Exactly.
I'm asking. Which
they must use, they must use, they must use me for emotional support. Dear Maleke, now.
But you're already being used for that one and you don't like that one.
But at least it's something I already know.
But you don't like that one, so you're cutting them off. Because I don't want any more. Like, so which one do you want then, Tuli?
No, if I'm to choose, I would still choose that one because the money I don't have. If I had money, they could use me for money.
Mm.
But I don't have them.
Would you like to be used for money?
If I had the money, yes, you could use me for money.
Why? Why?
I
find that one easier.
Yeah, I find it easier to part with money.
Yeah. I find that one easier in a sense, not even to part with money, right? For me, it's easier to get you off my back.
Yeah.
Yeah, then I don't have to entertain you for a couple of days.
You ask for 200, I'll send you 3 or 4.
A poor. Like,
Now you're even afraid to come back because...
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah,
and every single time you need something, then at least I know that our relationship is not deeper than that. And I am not expecting anything from this relationship.
Yes.
I think in most cases, especially when it comes to gender-based violence, right? I think in most cases, the thing that hits the most is the fact that these people are being used or some people use others for financial gain. And the other one didn't think that. But me, I don't understand. Sherry, otofuto skora. How do you not know that you are being used?
You are building a future. You are trying to...
We didn't say you don't love each other. Man.
No, also, you are being used, but you are being used, but you are hopeful about the future.
It's hope.
It's hope.
Hope is the problem here. Hope is the problem.
And then when you remove the P...
Yeah? It's... Okay.
When you remove the P, that's now what a lot of people are using to get their school paid.
Yeah.
So it's hope. And when it's without the P, you get your things done. And that hope is now what keeps a lot of people going, because you are seeing potential. You are seeing kuchasha and afutire here in your score.
But how can we minimize that one? Should we look at the exes and see if, like, maybe, like, the way I look is not like somebody that Hileni would like. So maybe she's just using me. How do you
No, sometimes it's not even about how you look. Sometimes it's about financially. I'm your type until I'm not your type. You are my type until you're not your type anymore. Because you need to look at it like this, name. Mm-hmm. If now my person is earning 30K, it's probably enough to sustain me for now.
Yeah.
But when he takes me through school and I earn my doctorate, is 30K still going to be on par with what I will be getting?
And it also doesn't stay at 30K, because you are also encouraging nakakutho account. Naningo medical aid.
Yeah.
Naninge pifa tukupza not 15.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So by the time Dr. Inane,
I'm speaking it into existence.
It is.
No, and the thing
is, socially busy.
The crazy part is, the other day we had a conversation
here. My
first boyfriend's
name was Inani.
No, that's my surname. But David
I'm
said, yours.
Hey, my first boyfriend.
Maybe even our Swara and Dora. Because Inane is such a rare name. It is.
Him, it was his name. But anyhow.
It's probably my family member.
A lot of family. Yes. Yes.
So the other day, we have a conversation here at work, and I go on this rant, and I go like, Mambo diga na kwa kamare rike, until PhD level.
Mm.
Then David just stands up and he goes like, I don't think you should get a PhD. And I'm like, why? He's like, you are like this as a
with one small degree, you are like this. One small degree and currently studying for others. Eh?
Eh? If you are like this with what you have now, what will become of you with a doctorate?
But I know how are you.
I don't know. I should ask him. I still need to find a date to have a discussion with him.
But you're an ask.
And we have Peter Monte.
Well. Well. But also, like, wouldn't it be nice to have a woman that is hellbent? Yeah, Peter Monte.
Yeah.
But I think of Peter Monte.
Easter's cheaper with extra low prices at Furman Brock. Get 2 kg Tastic Rice for $36.99. A 2 liter Coca-Cola for only $21.99. 2 kg Sunlight Hand or Auto Washing Powder for $54.99. And 9 Twin Saver 2-ply Toilet Rolls for only $69.99. Hop on over to vurmanbrock.com to see more Easter bargains at WB. We care.
My friend. And then we can dive into
yes.
That. Wow. For sure. And me, I'm a balanced person. I like fairness.
All is fair in what?
Whatever the, war, yeah,
the, whatever the statement is.
In love and war, it's all fair. Even if we are playing dirty.
But at the end of the day, a good dancer knows when to leave the dance floor. And a good fighter knows when to what?
To drop quit.
Their gun.
To quit. Me, if I was going to be used for something, eh?
Love.
Hey.
Love, doctor, must be used for love.
Even when I think of the options that are there, I'm like, yo. Which part
now you get why I
yeah answer. Which part would I if it was a gunpoint type of thing, because if we are going to be in this world, we have to come to a realization that in one way or another we are being used intentionally or unintentionally by others, and sometimes we even allow people to use us, right? So if I were to choose what to be used for, I would say that the things that I have been used for.
Already. They must just continue.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. It is money. It is time. It is energy. It is love. Those are the things. But if I could choose only one. But then this must come without other things. Because in most cases, I've got a few people, ne? That I know, ne, like me because of money only. And it's not to say they like me. They just like the money that comes with me. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Those ones I know. Even family members I know. But with them, there's a certain calmness. There's a certain calmness that comes with it. Because they never ever, right?
Yes.
Give you false hopes or illusions of love.
They know why they are there, and
they
make
know
it clear.
And they make it very clear. The whole month they will not call, they will only call that specific day because that's when they need you know? So it's not a, I'm greeting you, or it's not, it's none of that. I think some people go too far, right? Mm. And that's what hurts. You go too far, eh? You go and meet my mother, eh? You go and, I think you're only using me for money, but you go and meet my mother, eh?
Like, we could have just stopped at, I need a favor.
Eh! Now we go and meet my
now
mother.
Now my whole family knows you.
Sounds like a bad one.
Now my whole family knows
you. Everybody's asking, where are you? Eh? If you are using me for money, why didn't you just keep it like that? Why did it have to go? Because you wouldn't, apparently, because you wouldn't have given me the money. Which is also true. We must learn to comply with robbers. Eh? We must learn to comply, Chomi, with the robbers.
And they are very creative. They will love bomb you.
They will love bomb you, girl.
They will love bomb you. And they will learn about everything
that you like. And yes. Then also, they also forget everything that you like. When that phase is done,
yes.
They forget everything or they don't care about it.
No, they were in character. I mean, job is job.
Job is job. Yeah. Yeah.
They were in character.
Yes, yes.
And they will love you in all the ways that you will not even see, Kocha. Here I am being an idiot because why am I going to take out a $300 loan to buy a car on a man's name and he wants to be paying me back monthly with money that is coming in 2 months' time? Why can he not just wait for 2 months to buy that car himself?
Girl.
Why
are you helping your boyfriend through school, bruh?
They will love you into stupidity. They will love you into stupidity.
Bro, that degree should have your name on it and now it has his name on it.
Bruh.
Why are you paying his rent? Helen, let's talk about it.
Why are you paying his rent in a rent you sleep 3 times a month?
You don't even go there many times. Can I even pick up the phone? Oh my God.
And then you get your 3 good days prior to
end of the month.
Yeah, when rent is due again.
Baby, job is job.
Baby, can you ask a blief? Toch kom kere, ek is so lonely.
Yeah.
And then after that.
No, wat se tyd stier jy? Stier my direct landlord too.
Nee, wat er tyd stier jy nie. Jy stier terwyl jy daar so sit, want jy word nog gesê, baby, die hier is mos nog. Because, you know, they pick the best date, which is the day before you get paid. So that you can stay the day before you get
isolation.
Paid. The day you get paid you're and there. The day after.
So that they clean you out nicely. Eh?
That you are a grocer.
Hi.
This nigga cannot cook, but he has a full list of groceries to be bought.
You've never eaten anything at his house.
He has never even.
You always bring take out.
He has never even fried eggs for you. Marohora ndia pakete jomai.
Chomi. Eh?
Mm. Mm.
Sensational.
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 You will be loved right. And they will do it right. And you will not feel anything.
Have you ever been loved right?
Which right?
The right that you are talking about, the nice one. Let's just dive into it. We are here.
Ngane, ngahangane ndoku kengerwa pimaliwa. The shonona spitiri
njepo. Okay. So which one did kengerera you?
I think maybe just emotionally kengerera ngopo ara shashingai. There by money,
you forgave. Eh? Nonsense.
Yeah, you don't just forgive it, you put up with it.
Ah.
That there by money. Aye, guys, ngayene. If I was a man, I would be head of the Stingy Men Association.
I'll just forgive you when you cheat. I'll forgive you when you cheat. For me, giving you money is a deal breaker.
It will
just ruin our relationship.
Because even in friendships, I started avoiding the money thing.
Sorry.
Because
I'm so over money.
Yeah, because no, actually, my sister's late husband once told me, Kocha, when you are giving people money, especially in the sense of borrowing, for it to be returned, okwati, you should be giving what you are willing to lose.
Yeah.
Because in many cases, when you borrow people money, you should be ready to lose both. So only, a friend in the money. So kwarongo nje tati, only give what you are willing to lose. If I ask you for 10K right now, and you are willing to lose 5K, just say, just give me that 5K. But also when you give it to me, give it ushikucha, whether it comes back or not, it doesn't matter. So oshoshimashimendarongwasho. So if I give, I will give you, but just know I've already calculated kucha. Imaruan binde kupe, inekana thiru thiru inangampataizi.
I think for me, money is like.
I think I'm better. And I don't even know if it's financial discipline or what, but there by money, I'm just there like.
You can. We hold him better.
And you hold him at one guy.
Okay. And we long take.
I'm even surprised I did not end up as one of those girls.
Yeah.
But I think it also comes with a sense of stability. It comes with a sense of stability. It comes.
Did you grow up?
No, it comes with a sense of stability. It comes with a sense of comfort. Kiho, wamanam. Even
to be uncomfortable.
Even when I have money, I don't have a purpose for it. I just like having money.
Mm-hmm.
Because my father did not allow us to not have, and I don't think I'll ever get used to not having.
Not having, yeah.
So when I don't have money, it's frustrating. Nandena ndo apuranje kuchapa ife shiwa stressa kuni mariwa. Ngande kupeo vipa fatoke lirongitha shiki.
Nothing, I'll just have it.
I'll just have it in my account.
In case something happens.
Yes.
Exactly. In case something happens for that rainy day. Like, I don't, exactly.
But I do not like
that in common as well.
I do not like not having money.
How much money is enough money on your bank account now for you to sleep nice at night?
Aye, tishy pots. They'll rob me. They'll follow me home.
Who said you are sleeping well at night? Pamui okosa.
I'm keeping you guys entertained on the airwaves. I'm making sure my colleagues are able to do their job.
Yes.
On tenyanga te kotha.
Yeah. Okay. Masenjo. Hi, ngai hui.
Yeah, but it's nice to have money, guys.
But what amount is your secure amount, your safety net amount?
It needs to be at least more than iripara ijara in my everyday account. At least nankarenga munoyovi uyovinga wonhumbe.
For me, the safety money is 20K.
Oh.
20K, then I can sleep and I can live. Like, I can really just wake up and then just be a normal person. But if, and that is money that is nainuninma anything.
It's just there.
That is my security amount. And that one is the one that can allow me, if I have that, just chilling. Not for the kids, whatever, not for nothing, just chilling. I think I can live a peaceful life.
It should just be there chilling. Yes.
Like, exactly, because I've got no use for you per se.
But
you just
log in every day to make sure your money is still there.
It's like an unhealthy relationship with the app.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's like addictive at this point now.
It's very addictive. Like, so I do not like not having. And I don't think I'll ever get used to not having. And that's probably also now why I work hard and I'm hustling aggressively because
I do not want to not have.
And I also do not want.
But it's also uncomfortable.
And I also do not want to depend on others. For when I do not have. I do not want.
What does depending on others feel like?
I don't know. I'm very hyper independent.
But you're hyper independent. That is expected because nobody pours in your cup.
I'm very independent.
But I think that
the concept of depending on people, I think I'm doing away with it because you know you get nobody disappointed. Time and over again you get disappointed to the point where you are like, you know what?
Maybe.
Why am I even going to ask when I know who
like maybe I should just leave this thing, man.
No.
Okay. But I think I'm hyper independent. You also, it's very nice, really. Like my girls were telling me the other day, Kucha, oh, if you want to make mem happy, ne, just bring a lot of money. Even just touching it, ne, you'll see her mood just becomes better. I'm like, what? No, I'm really sad.
I'm really sad. They should just bring you a kapandi.
I just like the silk that I know is money made out of silk velvet or whatever. It's a very good quality material that one.
I don't even care about the quality, but let's pay the bills.
Currency.
Eno chapura esiku chemanguruko chana mibia ndonda ndota dishambura okuziyako Exodus Investment CC Mona omara patakarongo konti vitango okuzapo dura ethiri chana mibia utunao utano o CCTV camera taurongo ko wifi ikwa marujeno moka makwatirwa ongo dindo TV nichenda kutuna o TV mekuma nenge voka wakara ikare uma ikondijina u remote ojo ikwa marujeno nikwa teknika o inji utarela pone napo kanda okati fiali Black China Shopping Center omoka tutura povi no bing bindoka otopatura etimbo kehe no masiku goma fudo okuza po hitatu yongora sigo opontano komatango kareka okajampu mpoko kure nangoe oshowo nongeshefa oinende ne gumbo joy tu dengera nena nenge utume okatumwara ka WhatsApp konomora ongo nera hitatu imwe ndatu imwe ongo imwe ndatu ongo i no ntano otovuru okuturandira komarungura Exodus Investment CC ostura yoe yinekewa mokwetapo ikwa marusheno yongushu enderera oshoka ofandiza etu Joka ya nuinua esiku jema nguru kwa otu. Wote ikuru wa masko mirongo ndatuka apiriti. Wafura otu njik. Dimburu kwa Exodus Investment CC. Atuvuru wa okutuma irandi. Tunga yoye oshi yongo ashike. Ano, ohatu kauria oshi yongo ashike. Tudengira nina.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Pulling Heart Strings.
And everything in between.
With everything in between, we are here with the famous and also lovely...
Money-loving Hileni.
Money-loving Hileni! MLH! We're here with MLH, and we're just doing our thing. What does that stand for? Money, love, and healing.
MLH.
MLH, bruh. Yeah, we love money, love, and healing. Like, yes, yes, if you don't. And she doesn't want your money. She wants to have her own money.
I want to work for my own money.
And have it.
Unfortunately, I want to work for... Like, your money is nice, but I want to... Most importantly, I want to work for my own money.
Mm.
And even if your money is involved, it should not be what keeps me tight to you.
Yeah.
I should be able to say, Tara,
I'm out.
Out of my life.
Out of my life, please go. Look at
because there's not a thing that I cannot do for myself that you are doing for me right now. That's the financial security that...
Except loving.
That's the financial security. I know what I'm doing.
You know what? I never want to be caught in a situation where... I'm being abused and I can't leave because the person is the one with the bag. I never want to be in a position where I'm being abused and then I can't leave because the person... I want to leave. I want to leave, but I can't leave because the person is the one with the bag.
Yeah, you and a lot of women find themselves in such circumstances.
Mm.
And now you don't even know if you are being loved or just financed.
Are they being loved?
Excuse me.
Kane tatina to muting. This
is real life.
Yeah.
And it sometimes it does not warn you. It just
he has come.
Nangai hashonda khara.
Tabebe?
What was your question?
Are they being loved?
I don't know.
Yeah?
The definition of love is evolving over time.
Mm.
Everyone defines it differently. So, everyone should speak for themselves.
Yeah. What is a deal breaker?
Communication.
Are you a good receiver?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
So I can just tell you that the reason that I cheated on you is because I am in love with somebody else and you just are happy that we are communicating because you asked me a question and I must answer
that. But that also means you are, after that, someone is closing a door and no one is ever crossing that door again. I
also love you at the same time.
And no, I would rather you.
It's not about you would rather, ma'am. I love you both, okay? I don't want that.
No,
you asked for honesty. Yes. So I can't be honest with you anymore because if I'm going to be honest with you, you're going to leave me.
But it has to depend.
No, but then why did you ask for
honesty? Because I'm gonna find out either way.
Yeah, but why?
And then
but,
I'm still gonna leave.
So? Who said so? I just asked you.
Ma'am, do you,
you
know
asked me to communicate.
Yes,
right.
Communicate.
And then I communicated.
That,
and then you
that's
didn't
you're in
know.
Love with someone else.
Yes, I'm cheating.
Why are
you
in love with two people? So leave.
No, I want both.
No,
our ancestors.
No, 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 on that team. No, yeah. It's a good thing you mentioned that.
Yeah.
It's a good thing you mentioned that.
Mm-hmm.
On that team, I think in a perfect world,
yeah,
I might actually be
polygamous.
Yeah.
In a perfect world, show me I am polygamous. You must just do it correctly.
Yes.
You must just not be cheating. Tell me there's a Hileni that you like. And then I also vet Hileni. And then I say, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, Hilenis.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or maybe something like that. But I also tell people, you need to have the emotional capability and the financial capability to be in a polygamous relationship. And when I say this, I don't just mean dating wise. Mm. I mean, I look at it even from marriage.
Mm. Because it has to be from marriage, guys.
Yeah, I look at it from marriage because my understanding is that, my understanding is that you cannot necessarily put the two of us in the same house, in the same room. So whatever you are going to provide,
a throuple,
you need to be able to provide for me and my kids, which I'm probably not even going to give you because the other wife must give you kids. I'll shine with you in public. Hear me out. Everyone is fulfilling a purpose. I'll raise the kids.
Look, I'm just not popping them, but I love them.
I will raise the kids and I will love them.
I'm just not ruining my body for this.
So you need to be able to love us both at the same time equally. We might not be giving you
equal things, but we must be loved equally.
Yes, because
if I'm not giving birth,
yes, sometimes
my feet must also be rubbed.
And equality does not just mean whether I'm giving birth or not.
Mm.
Sometimes it's in some cultures they respect boy kids more than they respect girl children. So even if I give you a daughter and she has given you a son,
Seven sons.
We are not on equal footing. So whether I give you a child,
a child is a child.
They will look at you and tell you,
Looking for that boy, can't he?
God has never written it for you.
However, you are a girl, mom.
Your whole life.
Your whole life. My mom-in-law, them are born 8 girls.
They were looking for a boy.
Eventually, he was like, ah, you know what? These girls, they are fine, man. Like, the house is clean.
Maybe so one of them is probably even Kakatu.
You know, so like, you, at this point, Natukonga only see we Munaman guys. Like, because, well, no.
Mm. Otherwise, we'll never finish. Mm-hmm. So I'm just saying, with the way people are doing their things in the world, I have probably fallen for the propaganda of polygamy. Mm-hmm. But it just needs to also suit my preference. Because I am not going to settle in polygamy to kase nyonjara. Mm. Because I tell people, in as much as I'm going to raise the kids are not going to eat love.
Yeah, nobody, like, you know, nobody eats love.
The kids are not going to school in love. We can love them right.
Yes.
But
we finance them with finances.
Yes.
Love doesn't buy bread.
Yes.
Yes.
Unfortunately, it does not.
It doesn't. We wish it could.
But it does not.
It does not.
So.
Okay. So.
No. Take him up on body, you see. So you think love can transport the child?
Love doesn't have a car. Okay. So you would agree to polygamy? You would agree to polygamy if things were like that? You love the person and the person loves you and the person has money.
Or he pretends to love me too.
Yeah.
And
pretends to love you too.
And every other box is ticked.
What are the other boxes?
He must be present.
Are you single? No.
He must be present, The money must be there. We are not going to forget the money because, like I keep saying, guys, you can be, and you know that thing of, we could be starving, we could, no. that one is not, I'm not going, we cannot be starving.
If you have a boyfriend out there listening, he's probably, even if he has financial difficulties, he'll never tell you.
I'm probably causing trauma to people's relationships right now.
Like, you'd probably be, you guys, just whatever you do, don't tell Helen.
We could be broke. We cannot be starving.
No.
So it's very alone, yes, and it's very important that the person is deliberate and honest about it, because this is the person we are going to share you for the rest of our lives, so we might as well start off very honest about it to begin with.
Can you picture yourself sharing this person, a gentleman?
I'd probably be in Dubai when it's time for the other wife.
What? Every Wednesday?
No. No. That is not how the schedule is going to go.
How is the schedule going to go?
Weekly. It must just be weekly.
Oh, so every week you're going to Dubai?
Every second week. Yeah, but
well, you don't see the other one. Hmm? But you guys are raising children. Oh.
Nenyo kuripen.
The name is also there, Mo.
Yeah, but the mommy is going on vacation, eh?
Why must I always be in vacation? I want to stay at home.
But we're also not staying in the same compound
like that.
So, I might even just take it kuchon to kwa kironga. But it only becomes a problem if you are all up in my face. And maybe I'm
all
seeing...
All up in your face, what?
I know, why are you coming to hold hands in front of me if I have not seen you for a week?
But you guys, but we are sister wives.
We are sister wives,
Namcore.
With love.
With love.
I'm not a lawyer.
I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not
and then go work with zero.
Mm-hmm. But we yeah, are not.
No, honestly, I think if that day comes, it's because I have mentally prepped for it and I have looked into the pros and cons and I've also come to a point where I'm able to regulate my emotions with the situation that I'm putting myself in. I wouldn't just throw myself in there without the ability to regulate my emotions. I'll not just put myself out there without the ability to be able to sit still when you are grabbing the other wife, Muyekonda. So first, those are things that I would have to work in on deliberately because I have made a conscious decision, Kucha. I'm going to be a first wife and the second wife.
Why can't you be the second one? You're already putting yourself at the top for the first wife. Like,
I need to be the one to also
vet the other one. Vet the other one and say, Kucha. So, Welika is not having a nice. Because you don't intend to give birth. So you are looking for someone that looks remotely close to yourself. Like someone that looks like you in some features. So that even when the babies are going to be walking around with you, people can say it's your ma, it's their child.
And genetics are also very important. Yeah. So I have to.
DNA. Test for, schizo.
20.
Etc.
Uno nawe 20.
Okay, but with me, I would be comfortable with the situation like that if we are all playing.
At the same time.
Yeah.
Would he, though?
Men are scared of everything. Men are scared of everything.
But cheating.
Except cheating. Yeah.
When they are old.
Because literally, right? You can give a man that kind of green light, Kucha. You know what? You can have Eleni. I just want a piece too. Then the three of us can have pieces. Then we just do this. We have our kids and what. And then he sees you and Hilene laughing too much. Then now he has a problem. You're like, no, but we're just getting along.
We are all just in love. We are all just loving each other.
Each other. Like, and like, no, but I feel like you guys don't need me.
Maybe we don't.
Do we, sir? Sir? But you're always going to Dubai. Don't you have someone there? We can add them to the throuble. But anyhow, let's quickly go for an advertising break and we will be right back.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and
Eagle. Oshafa fana nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshuala. Onongeshefa ya pumbo kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna ebito da njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi minawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendi fenawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge pata fanona monika ko Eagle FM onore tatuimwe bali heali nola natu. Heali bali no heali. Ile kongerewa, mura hetatu natu, bali o hetatu watatu, o mafelane, egelefem, the eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal. Why do you give a tender to somebody who knows does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
At least we have a life cover.
Good evening.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is 4 minutes past. Goodbye.
Ciao, ne. The number in studio is 083-288-401. That is the number in studio. It's 083-288-401. If you would like to participate in our conversation this evening, we're talking about softness, we're talking about comfortability, we're talking about security, we're talking about everything under the sun, because the elephant is too large of an animal for us to pretend it doesn't exist, so we put it in the room. We put it in the room ourselves today. We brought the elephant.
It would be said if they do not notice the elephant is in the room. And it's funny that you mentioned that. Let me look for the status of mine of the elephant in the room.
The elephant in the room, eh? The elephant in the room is too large of an animal for us to pretend it does not exist. So to me, stop pretending.
It expired, but it was something in the line of, if I was an elephant and I was in a room and nobody addressed me, I'd be mad too.
Because I'm big.
Like really big.
Address me. Like, ask me what I'm doing here. Huh? What is your favorite animal? If you could be an animal, what animal would you be?
I used to think of butterfly, but it has a very short lifespan.
Not enough time to make money.
not enough time to do the things I want to do. So.
I want to be an elephant. The only problem I don't like about elephants is that they are pregnant for 2 years. Hey.
2 years is a lot.
2 years is a long time.
I would have been a giraffe.
Why?
I want to see the future. I'll be seeing tomorrow before you guys.
Because I'm tall.
No, but a giraffe is just a beautiful animal.
And it has great lashes. Yeah, and legs.
And it's unique.
And legs.
Yeah, legs for days.
Legs for days and lashes.
And imagine now with the way I used to like my short things before I got a kalai.
Oh, it's like, it's the signs. Those are the signs.
Imagine how...
When poverty goes out the window... Fetability comes to sit down. Small job, ne? We all blow up. Can she get okay? I've seen that around like once a month because we're not managed like that. Ne?
In abundance, I was like, peace, and more peace. I'm so unbothered now, Shem.
Mm.
Like, I have those moments. And I spiral because I don't like inconvenience. I think the reason I spiral a lot is because I don't like inconvenience. So even if the wind blow in the opposite direction of my hair, Onduvite now with you. Because what do you mean my wig is a fringe and the wind is blowing there? Now the whole forehead and the problems that were covered by the fringe.
Oh, no, man. I don't want that. I just want it.
You know, why are you so sad? My wig does not want to blow in the right
direction. Do you know, if I think of what I've always wanted to be in life. Wait a minute. How old are you?
I'm 20 something.
Okay. You know what I thought about the 30s? Mm. I thought the 30s was going to be about sex and
winning.
And also, what else? What else were we supposed to do in our 30s? Because people said things like the dirty 30s. Mm. Right? So I thought it was going to be, you know, okay, mostly sex, guys. Like, yeah, I thought there was a lot of coitus going to happen.
They're even called dirty.
Dirty 30s, you know? And I thought it was going to be exploring and adventures and stuff. But I realized that was a trap. I think the fun part is going to come in the 40s. And I always thought that life would be so rosy. And so I think I had like built castles in the sky for myself. And then now I'm realizing, me out.
Once upon a time, everyone wanted to be married by 25 with two kids.
And a dog.
Yes. So, unfortunately, they did not tell us that's not how it goes.
Uh-huh.
Some achieved it, yes, but...
Some?
For the majority of them.
Mm-hmm.
In your 20s... You are just navigating yourself. You are not even navigating life yet.
Some of them are getting married in their 20s.
Yeah, but mostly in your 20s, you are navigating yourself.
Mm.
You are finding out who you are, what you are, and what works for you.
Mm.
And then
if
in your
yeah,
if anything works.
Yeah.
And then in your 30s,
yes.
In your 30s, you start to love those pieces of yourself.
The ugly ones.
Yeah, what you have now found. You are most now finding yourself.
Yeah.
Now that you have discovered yourself.
Uh-huh.
Self-discovery is now what comes to the 30s. And there you are learning to live with where you are in life at that particular moment.
Mm-hmm.
Because in your 30s is also where you realize that the dreams you had in grade 5, did not.
I think that happens in the 20s. I think for me it happened in the 20s.
It happens, and that is where you are finding yourself, and that is where you are finding out that. But then in your 30s, you are now trying
you
to
are
do
living
damage,
in it.
Damage. Yes, you are living in it, and you are trying to do damage control,
and
that is why you find that it's rushed marriages
in the 30s because we are all desperate now.
Yeah, everyone is now desperate to fill that void when you have discovered.
And every breakup hurts so bad because you thought you're going to marry them. Because in your 30s, every breakup feels so bad because you're like,
And in your 30s, every time someone walks into your life, you envision yourself in a white dress.
Can't tell
the white dress is from Psych Ward.
It is that one with the open behind.
Yes, that one with the open behind. And then they tight on him.
It's that one. I saw a video the other day that was, there was this guy that was sleeping and then he had it raining and then he remembered he doesn't have to go to school or he doesn't have to go to work because he's in the psych ward.
So
I could relate, really.
So,
I think the 30s are just about not going crazy.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So in your 30s, you are not going crazy. In your 30s, you are now finding solutions for the realistic future. Because now you know it's
just
no more. Now you know it's no more marrying at 25. And
yeah, really.
25 has come and gone.
Yeah, like,
and now you know it's no more marrying at 25. So now you start to make alternative
realistic decisions to say, you start to look at your dynamics also that surrounds your life. Then you tell yourself, sometimes kisha no konganga, let me just pop my 5 kids, and dishimane ngane ndikare ngandi no companion for the future.
And yakakombolensh.
And then just after that, some guy comes and he's so serious about you and he finds out it's 5 kids from 5 different baby daddies and he's like, hold up. I really wanted to, but you come with so much baggage and where am I going to put my kids if you already have this much? And men. I love men. Like I'm a girl man. Yes, I'm a girl man.
Like I'm a man's girl.
Yeah, I'm a man's girl.
Why?
I love guys. Men and putting themselves before anything else in this.
Don't forget to love yourself and prioritize yourself like a man.
I love men. Because they
are the embodiment of self love.
Yes. I want
about that, Sophia.
Hey.
No.
A man will teach you kocha. It's important to love yourself. Because he will show you time and time again that I am choosing myself. I am never choosing you. And you will and time and over again, he will show you. And
he will show you. He won't say it.
He will show you.
He will show you.
Sometimes they even say it.
Sometimes the brave ones, ones that have prioritized.
I know someone.
I also know a few people that say it.
I know a few guys who are dead set on not dealing with women that have kids.
Mm.
And they are so dead set on it. And they will tell you, come thunder, come fire, I will never compromise.
Mm.
And you know with women, you tell yourself, I will never
compromise. And then you are marrying a guy with 10 kids. How?
Yes. How kindergarten teacher?
What happened? Like,
you think nobody is ever going to choose you. And you are just glad somebody chose you. And that is the love a lot of women do not extend to themselves. They do not prioritize themselves like that. Because why are you settling? And most of the time, these 10 kids are not even from the same woman.
Of course not. And they are not from the previous marriage either.
He was divorced. No, sometimes it's not even divorced. Just freelance.
I have so many names.
Freelancing
work. Mm. Jobless job.
But I honestly love men and everything they stand for. Because the beautiful part is when a man also decides to choose you.
He chooses you?
He chooses you.
Yeah.
The little now that chooses. The 1%.
He's all in that 1%.
Yes.
Yeah, he's all in.
He's all in. It's you or nothing. He's all in. Might come with flaws, but if a man chooses you, he chooses you. But my favorite part is being loved by a man that is not romantically involved with you. That one works better. Try it sometime.
Being loved by a man that's not romantic. Explain, elaborate. We will listen, please.
Friendships.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
What did you think?
I was like, maybe guys are doing other things right now, you know, because I've been out of the game for such a long time. I thought maybe it's a new term or whatever. They will coitus you and they will not court you or anything because that also happens.
No, it happens a lot.
Yeah, we are not doing anything. But those
ones are not the ones I'm referring to.
Yeah, just friends.
Those ones are just putting you in an emotional cycle that in the long term you'll find difficult to get out of.
Mm.
Because.
But would you like to believe that your friends don't want to smash?
Some of them I even know want to smash, but I'm like, this is not what we have signed up for. Because I'm learning from you guys and.
I don't want to ruin my thing that I have here. I'm using you for information. And you compromise me.
To compromise me. No. And also, I'm like, and do you know that if we start to coitus each other, the friendship
goes.
Then
you start altering things that I need to know for the future.
And also, Anim, when you do that, that's either your soulmate or that's the person that is going to break you the most. I kid you not. Because mind you, in friendships, ne, you are so open and free with your friends. So they know you. As a man, he'll know you like this, like a pancake. He can flip and flop you however.
Oh my God.
He will know you so well that this person will either make you
or break you.
Or break you. And trust me, when you break, you are going to...
You are going to break.
We'll need Jesus to come down sooner.
Oh, to come and help.
Yes.
It's not working here.
And because men are focused.
They are great.
They are great at love. They are great at love. Men are great at love. Yeah. Except for the fact that their love is towards themselves.
Yeah. Oh, but, yeah.
Men are great at love. There is no one that will love you like a man love themselves.
Sounds like you. It can be the last piece of bread in the house and you will eat it.
In okay.
That yogurt, those little ones, those dinosaurs, he will eat it. Because he's also a person and he also needs to eat his food. His brain can't function if he didn't eat also.
Ah. And he needs to go to work.
He will drive out that last piece of petrol for himself. Sure.
I tell people, now I have this thing of saying to people, guys, love will not come.
No.
Love is not coming. Unfortunately, for the most of society, love is not coming. So
it's
I tell
coming.
People, you just need to work hard, make enough money, and you'll get whatever it is that you get, but it's not going to be love.
Then it doesn't exist.
You'll just get something as compensation for having enough money, but we cannot call it love.
Maybe love doesn't exist.
I think our forefathers had it, Anga. I just don't know who diluted the recipe.
They didn't have it, those guys. Colonialism. Slavery. They didn't have it. Then maybe
Ubuntu or Bantu.
No, I don't think they had it. I think that with them it was... Then maybe it's just learning what to deal with and what not to deal with. Maybe it's just finding what works for you and what doesn't work for you. Then there's no such thing as love, guys. Maybe. What do we know? We're just girls on the radio. We're just girls on the radio.
That come and rant.
What do we know? Maybe you're in love
back then. I don't know. Maybe they had enough time, which they don't anymore. And
to do
maybe
what?
They are hustling. To call in. Like, they really just used to come here and humor me. Like, I would be saying the sky is red today. And they would really call to tell me the sky is blue. And I loved that. Because,
let's argue then.
Let's argue the sky is red.
I already said it's red. let's do this.
The sky is red.
But at some point.
So you just come here and you challenge beliefs. You challenge ideas. You challenge what people stand for. And then after you challenge it, you see if they still stand for it.
No one stands for it here.
After you have challenged it.
Nobody stands for it. Everybody's like,
Anyways, guys. I don't know about you guys, but love is not coming, but mine is.
I'm just
a loner.
Yeah. You are like those women that they, you are like those women that got married in the north now in December, the 65 women. We are looking at them like, I thought we hate these people. Can't we only hate men on the internet?
No, we only hate men, but not mine.
Mine is wonderful. Mine is a great person, Shilita Tishani.
Mine even worries when I do not tell you guys to hate men.
Are you sure you are okay today? No, ningi lang mo yako ni nena. Ano alala ponga?
Nini taya ningirire mo? Ay, ucha, nende tati. Oh, tete babe, are we not trash today?
Eh, are we good people? Like, let
me go remind the rest of society which are men are horrible people.
And this is no character. Guys.
Oh, it is a monturo.
Men are bad people, guys.
Men are a scam.
But are they not? They are.
I just chose my scam and I decided to decorate it.
Yeah, I think it's really just about choosing your battles wisely. Like, can I fight this battle? Can I not fight this battle? And if I can, maybe I will, maybe I shan't. But all in all, we are most just going to... But what if we're afraid of love? Are you afraid of love? You're afraid. You look like a bang brook. You look like a bang brook that dives deep in it and the eye. When you come and showed you battle scars, you're like, all of this from love.
I don't like pain.
And every time people come with their battle scars, you're like, what happened? It's like love.
And then I put another
room for disappointment.
Nah, not even disappointment. Room for entrance and exiting.
But there are some people that are actually afraid of love.
Because I think I I don't know if it's love that I'm afraid of, but I think I'm more afraid of loss than I am of love. I don't like inconvenience. I don't like
inconvenience. Your love should not be an inconvenience, okay, to my life.
And you living my life should not be inconvenience.
Oh my God. Now I can't take the kids to school because we're getting a divorce. Oh my God.
Now I need to choose which kid is going to stay with me because you want us to split the kids.
Oh, no. And now, custody, what?
Yes. Like, and now we have to decide how many weeks the kids are going to be by you and how many...
just take both of them. Oh, no, in there now.
And then you bring them... Like, let's do 6 months, 6 months. No, I'm...
Just keep the kids there. Auntie Karantia ku visita.
No, you can't come to my house. I hate you, remember? That's why we're getting a divorce.
You leave your house so I can come visit.
No,
the
you
kids
what
in
if
your
you
house?
Touch my things?
I once touched you as well. No,
so. I don't want anymore. That's why I left.
I don't
like I don't want you to inconvenience my life.
Yeah, so just no, when I say you, I mean, they are taking the kids.
Eh?
They must go with the kids. Eh? So they must not inconvenience me, but I can.
Eh, but you can't come to my house.
Well, we'll see about that.
You see? That's why we are still in divorce court for 3 years. Because we can't agree on anything. Shashi apita monte. Bro.
Pia pita monte
ngoka. Like, just look, we're trying to agree on the kids. Eh? And we didn't even reach the part of the cars yet.
But I find it rather unfair that, especially with things like divorce, you need to have discussions about things and people that were not there when you got together. Because the getting together, especially if you are getting together without the kids, it's easy. It's just you and I. It's so easy.
Yeah.
And then when it's time to part, you have to consider so many factors, and it becomes so difficult to make a decision. Because what do you mean now we need to have a conversation about who is keeping a child that is both a part of us?
Yeah, but who's keeping it?
That is what I mean.
Like, yeah, like...
So now it's a thing of, I should give you a part of myself, and you are also like, I should give you a part of myself. On Twitter, to vuruye kun teta pokati tuche. Kaya gumena na ino halfen. And then we never, have to see each other again.
I always say that never make a child with a person you can't fight with. If you can't fight with this person because this person always wins and dominates the fights, ne? Never make a person with never make another human being with that person, because this person will fight. This person will make your life miserable with fighting if anything ever goes wrong. But if you guys can have a civil fight, then you can make a child with that person.
I think Ondi, you're now with living that. I'm not going to fight you for the child if you decide to fight it like that. You can keep the child, and I will send you support money.
Yeah, you are saying that now when you don't have one. And then you watch your child go and live with a person that has abused you for years. And you are saying,
I think we also need to look at the circumstances. When abuse is involved, I think that calls for a different conversation.
Abuse, is the reason that you are getting divorced, and this person is now fighting for their child.
No, they're there.
You will fight.
No, we are not fighting.
Hey.
One of us might have to exit quickly.
Hileni, don't kill anyone.
No, but you did say we should. But you did say it's...
Ega meno joma uyerere koko marungura, kalishi ashike upsaka diopa uteknika, oliriwo omkundu opashigwana, upsaka diopaliko, no hashivuro okuya moshipara uhupiro uongeshefa. Oshinimo mtumba gonamibia International Cyber Security Conference and Exhibition omvoma ovigaji miongo mbalina hamano. Iikondo epangero mahanga no gopa umwene, uministeri wepangero ni ikondo ya yoroka no handimwe, onetamu isanwa, muhoroke komtumba omtitatu watumburu wa mete tekero. Esikuwa mirongo mbali na gali, siku mbali na ganega apiriri, maovigali mirongo mbali na hamano, ekaroko Arembush Travel Lodge, Movenduka. Oshiparashi kundathanwa okuanja gane kuyerele kombinga uko shoki wopo ungomba, ano saiba hejin, kena una oku ironge kithira oma shongo oko marungura, no marongo kekopopeko jerongitho jo marungura na iru inji. Koneka, oma hangano o handimwe ni kondo, mbokata mkatu ma a kaliripo ya konda pantu ya tano, otamukape wa ompi ito yom tugumwe awedhu wapo. Hasho ashikeshoka, pethimbo jom tumba wotungoka, otaku kakarao VIP Cyber Gala Dinner, nuyere ronji wa maisha angitho no mapura apuro, kwa tatha na nayo, konraje tatu imwe, onda tuyatano, omgo igeali. Nenge ko email, info@dstech.com.na. Nenge, utarele pwe panja jao jopa ungomba, ko www.dstech.com.na. Namibia International Cyber Security Conference and Exhibition, Securing Namibia Digital Future.
Yes. Oh my God. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're quickly going to listen to Overcoming the Fear of Love, and then we will revert back just to end the night.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukurile oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano hile koshiwana kononge shefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano
okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evito danjuka okukwetera oipindi konu konda doi nawa nune udo otukwetera o special ngetashia kengeshefa omarudi dayoloka opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijamwiri nawa ninge fata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM konora itatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ile konderewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye.
Want to know about?
I love movies, and recently I was watching a movie by Tyler Perry, and one of the main characters was a single mother of three children, and her love life was absolutely nothing to brag about, nothing to talk about. But in this movie, she meets this drop-dead gorgeous man. I mean, he is gorgeous. And he treats her amazing, and her three children. He loves them unconditionally. But throughout the movie, she begins to push this amazing man away. And he was baffled by it. He said, like, what's going on? Why are you pushing me away? And in one scene, she said, I just got so scared because I'm so used to being taken advantage of. And him, confused, says, but why would I scare you? And she said, because you are everything I've ever wanted in a man. Now, this is a movie, but I promise you, I can totally relate to this woman's fear. A few years ago, I went to counseling, and I am a counselor, but I didn't want to go at first because I was like, there's nothing wrong with me. You know, like, I'm good. But I'm telling my clients, yes, come to counseling, come to counseling. But I didn't want to go, but I ended up going because I kept having failed relationships, and I realized maybe it's not the guys. Maybe it's something within me that I need to really work through. So I was willing to say, hey, put the mirror in front of my face. Let's deal with this. So after listening to all of my sob stories about all these bad guys and how horrible they are, my counselor, he's a male, he crossed his legs and said, Trillian, it kind of sounds like you're interested in dismissive men. Now, me being very intelligent, I thought, that's the stupidest thing. Why am I paying you? Like, how dare you insult me? Like, why would I be interested in a man that is not even paying attention to me? But I left that session. I paid him. I left that session, and I thought about the different guys that I had been dating, and I realized, he was right. He was right. I was attracted to, and I attracted dismissive men. So I then began to think, Trillian, what in the world would cause somebody to push away what is not good for them, or push away what is good for them and accept what is not good for them? So if I was presented with two different guys, it's almost as if I was to say, oh my God, what's wrong with you? Why are you asking me all these questions? Why do you want to take me out? Like, what are you, the FBI? Right, that's the good guy. While this guy over here, it's, well, he's not even texting me back. He didn't even call me. But 3 weeks later, he texted me, and he just said, I'm good, you, with the letter U, and didn't even spell out the whole U. But I'm like, oh, my God, he's so awesome. Right? And I'm thinking, really, Trillian, what's your problem? So I'm thinking, really, what would provoke a person to push away that love and that support and that nurturance? And I realized, we are simply hardwired to protect ourselves for survival. And I realized, what would cause a person to push away those things that we deem good are two things, experience and association. So whenever we have an experience, we then associate a feeling to that experience. So for example, if a young lady was proposed to in Paris, she would associate Paris with love. But if a family member lost one of their loved ones to a bombing in Paris, they would associate Paris with grief. Then, if a mother lost her son in the hands of a police officer, she would associate a cop with hatred. Then, on the other hand, if that mother lost her child and the police officer found her child, she would probably associate a police officer with gratitude. And I personally associate canoeing with fear. Like, how do you associate something so fun with fear? A few years ago, my brother and I went canoeing. I was in the front, he was in the back. And 1 mile in, it's a 4 mile trip, 1 mile in, we are having a good old time. And I look over to the right and I see a stick. It was a red and a yellow and a black stick, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you see where this is going. And so I'm like, oh, great, stick. And then the stick raises its head and I realize that's not a stick. That's a snake, and he is looking at me, and he's swimming towards me. And in that moment, I drop my paddle, and I turn my back, and I start screaming for dear life. I wish there was a camera to record this. And my first thought was, don't look at it because it won't see you. So that's why I turned my back. I don't look at it. And then my second thought was, jump in the water. Get away from the snake. Right? Because that's the smartest thing to do, Trillian. You just jump right on in there with the snake. Great. Thank goodness my brother thought a little bit quicker and a little bit more rational, and he took his paddle and he whacked the snake to its death. Now, the snake was gone, but that fear was still in there. Because the moment we stepped foot on ground, I said, I will never do that again. I will never go canoeing again. Why? Because it was associated with fear. So in this movie, what we can realize or what we can take away from that threat system is that our limbic system, when we are engaging in fear, what we can take from those different scenarios is that our limbic system and our threat system is being engaged. And so our limbic system is responsible for your rewards, your emotions, your memory, right? Your learning. So I'm not going to talk about all the different parts that are involved in the limbic system, but I want you to remember the thalamus. I want you to remember the amygdala. I want you to remember the hippocampus and the hypothalamus. So I'll explain. Your thalamus is responsible for taking in all of your senses, all five senses, the things that you're experiencing in the world. Your thalamus takes in that information. It then sends it down to your amygdala. I call her Amy for short. Amy gets that information. She looks at it, and she is responsible for your emotional reactivity. So she looks at it and says, either she'll say, yes, this is a threat, or no, this is not a threat. But she doesn't want to misread, so she sends the information to her assistant. I call her Miss Hippo. She's your hippocampus. Aptly named because she has a large filing cabinet of all of your memories. So hippocampus, Miss Hippo, looks through the files, and she's trying to determine, have we experienced this before? And if she says, yes, but no danger, cool, like, keep going with your life. But if she even remotely recognizes a sense of threat, whether it was real or perceived, a real or a perceived threat, she says, oh my gosh, Amy, we are in danger. So she sends the file back to Amy. Amy sounds the alarm. We're in danger! Real or perceived. Amy then sends the signal down to your hype man. He's hypothalamus, right? I call him DJ Hype. So your hypothalamus hypes you up. He pumps you with adrenaline and that stress cortisol, getting you ready to either do Creed 2, like Michael B. Jordan, you're either going to fight that thing out, or you are going to run. Now, all while that is happening, the information is also sent to your prefrontal cortex, which is closely connected. Now, your prefrontal cortex is your executive functioning part of your brain. It thinks more rational. What it does is it looks at that information and it either confirms, yes, this is a threat, keep the process going, or your prefrontal cortex says, guys, chill out. It's no big deal, chill out. And then it'll cease, the process will cease if you have a properly functioning limbic system. So to make this more clear, if a bear was to walk into this room, your thalamus will see the bear and say, that looks like a threat. And it'll send the information down to your amygdala and your hippocampus. They'll confirm. Hype man hypes you up and gets you ready to either fight the bear or run from it. And then you are ready to take action. But then your prefrontal cortex gets the information and says, oh, it's a mascot. So then that whole system, everything that was just getting started to get you ready to fight or run, It says, oh, we're good. Just go take a selfie with it. We're okay. One of the things that I wanted to express to you all is that you can truly be fearful of love. Every experience that we have is filed away and it's pulled for future references. But what happens if you file a memory incorrectly, especially as it relates to a threat? In the movie that I started with, the lady who was fearful of love, somewhere in her memory bank, there was a storage of information that said connectivity is connected and associated with fear and maltreatment. And the only way that her brain could have gathered that information and stored it in such a way was to have in the past reached out and tried to connect with other people, and that reach was met with hurt. So remember, our brains are wired to protect us and for survival. So what do we do if we think something is even tampering with our survival? We fight it or we run from it. Yes, it's possible to be fearful of love, especially if you have never experienced true, authentic love. Why? Because things that are unfamiliar can be very frightening. Now, there are different types of love, right? You have the relationship love, the romantic love, you have the friendship love. But I just want to talk today about that agape love. I mean, that unconditional love that when you connect with it, it gives you a sense of protection and security. I mean, that type of love that truly sets you free when you connect with it. So if our responses are based on the memories filed, that means the fear of love is a memory recall issue and it is a lack of knowledge. So here's an example. Guy.
Baby, I love you.
Girl. How do you know? Right? We think that emotions are feelings. Sometimes they give us a little butterfly feeling. But love truly is knowledge and intelligence. Another scenario, friend one. Girl, I really think you should get back into the world and start dating again. It's been like 5 years. Friend two. Girl, no, the last time I tried that, I got hurt. Memory recall issue. So what she was doing in that scenario was recalling the last time she did it, and it created a fear in the present for a future event that has not even happened yet. So no, I am not proposing that we create a memory eraser. And sometimes I would like to. I'm like, if I can just erase that part right there, just that from that moment to that moment. What I'm instead proposing is that we create new counteracting memories that override the lies and the stories we have been telling ourselves. So you see, I believe that our greatest sufferings sometimes is not even from what actually happened to us. It's from the lies and the stories we told ourselves after the event. They left me. They hurt me. So now the lie that we tell ourselves and the story that we tell ourselves is, well, I must not be good enough. Maybe I'm not wanted. Maybe I wasn't the awesome woman that I thought I was, right? Those are the lies and the stories we begin to tell ourselves. So how in the world do we decrease the strength of these unhelpful lies? And how do we forge brand new helpful memories? And there's one way I believe that I'd like to share, and that's through a form of operant conditioning called extinction. So what extinction is it's basically when you extinguish or you stop the response or when you stop the behavior that's connected to a memory by ceasing to reinforce what used to trigger you. So I'll explain. What researchers did with rats was they would train the rat to become fearful of a sound. And they would do this by sounding the alarm and administering a shock. They would sound the alarm and administer a shock, so much so to where they could simply sound the alarm and the rat would be fearful of the sound, not even the shock, because they stopped the shock. And then they wanted to make that learned behavior, that they wanted to extinguish that fear, so they kept on sounding the alarm, but not administering the shock until the rat learned to no longer fear that sound. That's extinction. So it's almost as if the rat's brain said, okay, guys, Amy and Hippocampus, Miss Hippo over here, that sound used to trigger a response in us, and it used to be a threat, but it's no longer a response. So you don't have to be fearful anymore. It's almost as if the brain was to say, the coast is now clear. You are free to no longer fear that experience. And back in March 21st, 2016, I had my very first extinction experience. It was the first day in 26 years that I heard my father's voice for the very first time. We had no connection for 26 years. And one of the very first things that my father said was, I have been looking for you. And he said, I never stopped loving you. And in that moment, I'm breaking down crying on the phone. The reason why that statement meant so much to me was because for 26 years, I had been telling myself that I'm not wanted, that I'm not good enough, and that no man would truly love me. So when he said those words, it was as if those lies were completely eradicated, because they were met with new knowledge, supported and espoused by an experience. And so what I want to tell you all is that love didn't hurt. Love didn't abuse you. It didn't leave you. It was the person that you loved that did those things to you. And what happens, though, is we end up generalizing that experience and saying, that person hurt me, so I'm never doing this again. And what happens is we forsake the ability to be who we truly are, which is loving beings. And we forsake the opportunity to receive what we truly need and love and desire, which is love and belonging. Psychologist Maslow says that we will never be able to reach our fullest potential if we do not obtain a sense of love and belonging. So I wonder, what would life be like if we fully surrendered to love? If we fully let go and said, I'm willing to receive this thing, maybe even if it's unfamiliar, I'm willing to receive this thing that you are telling me has the opportunity and the ability to give me a sense of freedom. What would life be like if we surrendered this grandiose illusion that we can control outcomes? And I get it. It can be difficult, because sometimes our greatest desire and our greatest fear simultaneously can be to know and be known by others. Why? Because in order for me to let you know me, I have to stand here and be vulnerable. I have to stand here metaphorically naked and unashamed. But that's uncomfortable, so I'd rather hide, because I don't want you to see the true me, because what if you reject me? And again, that reminds me of the last time. So I'd rather just not. I'd rather just not do that. But the only way that we can get to that solid place that we actually truly desire is to allow ourselves to let love in and to love others, so much so that we can obtain that freedom that we ultimately desire. The fear of love is an issue of knowledge, and the antidote is knowledge rooted in truth. And I thought you guys might want to know that I did go canoeing again, and I loved it. The reason why I went canoeing again is because I refused to let fear tell me what I can and cannot do. And so I said, I'm going to do this again until I overcome this fear. And that's my hope and desire for you all, to do it again. Try again. Try love again. Just one more time. Thank you.
So don't be afraid of love, Hileni.
I'll not. I'm afraid of poverty.
Poverty only, ne?
No, kwenye nyumba naisha, ningeza nai.
Mandengu gomu zero.
If they could give people bail.
Yeah.
If they could give people bail, they can also give me my heart's desires.
Almost a decade, guys. But it's okay to each their own.
Yeah.
To each their own ancestors.
To each their own. But like you were saying, and like the other lady was saying, to be loved and to fear love. You fear love because of your past experiences also. Like, what have you been through? What has the love that you encountered brought to your life? And that is where you go to say, but the type of love that I had, I've experienced it. Did I like it? Did I not like it? Is it something I want to
go through again?
Excuse me? Is it something I want to go through again? And therefore you now start to ask yourself things such as, is it worth it? And if you decide it's not worth it, at any inconvenience that anyone just tries to give you a bit of loving, shiri shiri.
Out.
Unakumatuka skunda.
Ngani tondokawa.
Unakumatuka.
Ngani tondokawa.
So it's just your experiences that shaped you. And I love how you put it in the beginning to say a lot of the things people are right now as adults, it's a result of what you weigh before then. It's a result of what you have survived. It's a result of what shaped you. It's a result of the environment you were raised in. It's a result of so many things that came before. And if those many things are not addressed, eventually they just pile up and become one big problem. We don't speak enough about it to say, what are your triggers? What triggers you?
What do we know?
What triggers you? No, you will know that you are triggered because there are just things that happen. And then when you see your reaction, you are like,
that is too much reaction for that small thing.
Yes. So you realize that's a trigger. But why is that a trigger to you? Why does someone showing you grace trigger you? Why does someone saying I love you trigger you? Why does someone promising you the world trigger you?
You don't want the world.
I don't. I know it's good
I'll
that
buy
you,
my own world.
It's good that you don't want the world, but really, because really, if they gave you the world, where would amazing people like me be?
Hey, like the whole world is yours.
Where would amazing people like myself?
Then as we don't fit in your world. Yeah, so
In fact, I chase you guys out of my world.
Zimo.
Yeah, so. So the environments we grow up in play a very, very important role. Maybe you've not seen your parents loving each other. You know well, and most of the time, there's this misconception that you'll be better than your parents.
We try
to be better than them. But when I say you try to be better than them, it's in a sense that you look at you when you were younger, you were probably like, they are failing. This is not what I want for myself. But it's also because you were not experiencing what they were experiencing. Yes. And then you come to the real field. And then you realize I would have done the same. And then you actually realize that in a way also, you are just like them. You wished for a better family, but now you realize you can't even give yourself a better family. You wished for yourself to have a better childhood, but then you come to realize that you cannot even give yourself your kids, your children, a better childhood. So It's how you were loved that is most likely to follow how you're going to raise others, how you're going to love others. If all you know is tough love, all you can ever show is tough love.
Not unless you unlearn it.
Not unless you unlearn it, but how many people are ready to unlearn?
Yeah, many because, people can't unlearn because unlearning, they can't even recognize.
Yes, and unlearning starts with you recognizing. Mm-hmm. It starts with you acknowledging. Mm-hmm. If, you don't just have to recognize, you also have to acknowledge that there's a problem. And if you cannot acknowledge that there's a problem, then it also means there's nothing to fix.
Nothing to fix because there's no problem.
Yes,
because
they
are perfect.
Yes, there is nothing to fix. So,
good night.
Yes.
Yeah.
To love yourself. You must be able to also tell Kucha, this is chaos. I am chaos. And I need help.
I need help. And also not being embarrassed of wanting help.
Yes.
But also know who to ask for help.
You cannot just ask.
Like random people for help.
I'm sure I'm born. Omithimadi he had in no one.
Mithimadi mwe. Odoku. Soroma on dopi.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kali si doku no mea eh. And now you're out here sipping in every simmer.
Mm-hmm.
Konsima ho mea. Ileni. Konsuhe. Konsima. Mea. Konsima ho mea.
Konsima ho mea. This has been a pulling heartstrings.
Yes.
Maybe not pulled, you know, safe enough. Maybe not pulled safe enough, but we did pull the heartstrings. And ngasharamba muri mama koropai for giving some loving. You must be questioning yourself, Kusha. What type of love am I giving? What type of love am I receiving? What type of love do I deserve?
You have been ruined people's relationship.
Because what type of love?
Like, now am I supposed to walk in the rain and the guy is already bad for me? No. Think about nothing. Go and think about it when you are safe at home, please. For today.
Think about it. And also think about the type of love you would want to put out into the world. Guys, I think a lot of people think when we say love, we just extend it to sex and romantic involvements. Guys, love is also your siblings, the ones you have not spoken to in 10 years because their mother
parents
is...
Also don't speak to their siblings. They just keep forcing us to speak to our siblings, but them...
But I'm just saying, siblings. To love is to show grace. Sometimes...
Everywhere. Every corner.
Every corner. But your sister, small, she steals your wig. Till death do you apart.
It's true.
So when we speak about love, ladies and gentlemen, it's not just the romantic love that you look at. You look at love in all kinds, love in, you know, all spectrums, and that is the love you need to be able to differentiate. You just look at yourself and you decide what you want to put out into the world. Don't be like me. I'm putting out what you give me. No, what you give me is what I'm giving out. So I'm putting out reciprocal. But you guys, you have to be better people. You don't, all of us cannot be the same. I'm the, for example.
Yeah, for example, Lynn.
Yeah. You guys have to be the, what type of love do you give out into the world? What type of grace do you extend to your colleagues at work? What type of grace do you extend? What type of grace do you extend to someone that has wronged you? What type of grace do you extend to someone that has betrayed you? Anyway, speaking of betrayal, guys, Easter is coming up and I will be betraying one of you. So this is me signing out. Have a lovely evening. In remembrance of Easter, I'll be betraying one of you.
Say hi to Judas. All right, ladies and gentlemen, and also when we're talking about love, what you think love should be, put that in all the areas. If love is comfort, then it must be comfort in everything. It must be comfort with friends. It must be comfort with everybody. But all in all, I love you. I bid you farewell. We bid you farewell. See you again, same time, same place tomorrow. Ne? Nashi cheke oshirina washapa. Bye.